The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. That man is Brett Vesley, comma. The producer is called Big Dick Toledo. There you go. That's the show. Line it up right there. It's a beautiful thing. And it's wet and weird outside again. And then this should be the end of it. Spring training. People flew out for spring training. This must stink this year.
Got hosed.
Every week you get a couple of days where you got to sit and either be frozen or soaked. So sorry about that, Canadians. I guess you should probably just go home early. Clear our golf courses for when the weather gets nice next week. What do you say? Besides that, who needs spring training this year? Brett and I have been talking about that World Baseball Classic. Chatting away, texting last night with Doug Hopkins, who was watching it as well. If you're an American.
Damn right.
God damn right. Lost to them Japs last night. God damn it. They got us finally after World War II. They finally got their revenge. Japan beat the U.S. of A. in the World Baseball Classic, which better than any Olympic event I've watched in years, maybe since, I don't know. It's been awesome. It was just flat out awesome. And baseball needs that kind of stuff. And if you ask me, they did a crap job of pushing it. Because even asking you, and you and I were last night texting back and forth, Brett, about like, I'm like, are you watching this?
Yeah.
You're like, what channel is it on?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
No one ever goes to Fox Sports 1 for anything. Like, you know, you forget. Oh, so good.
I started checking all the regular channels. I'm like, well, it's World Baseball Classic. Yeah. It's got to be on. Somebody's got to be broadcasting it. Not
no.
Way up on the side bands.
It was 203,000 channels later. But yeah, I couldn't get enough of it. And then it ended like a movie with the teammates. It was Jack Parkman and what's his name?
Ricky Vaughn.
Yeah. It was Major League at the end. You had Shohei Ohtani, California, or Anaheim Angel, against Mike Trout, also an Angel, when the regular games are going on, pitching for their country of Japan and hitting for the country of the United States.
Best friends and then battle
yeah,
to death.
Yeah, it was that. You got to face off against your... It's Creed 3. They used to be best friends. Now they're enemies. And who knows what's going to happen. And you watched that dude just bow up and say, here's my best stuff. See what you got. There were no tricks. There was nothing, you know, slippery about the way he was pitching. It was straight heat right in. And let's see if you can hit it. And he couldn't. And Japan won it 3-2 in one of the best baseball games I've watched in years. My stomach was spinning. I wanted to stand up.
Yeah.
I there was so much excitement, and it was because you're rooting for your country, and there's a lot of that. And it's the same reason we pay attention to, everybody thinks that the world likes women's soccer, and we don't. But what we do like is when the United States wins stuff, as evidenced by the fact that when our team in curling was doing well in the Olympics, the ratings for curling were through the moon. Doesn't mean we like the sport so much. It just means that when our nation is dominating or about to, or even underdogging our way through something, we'll watch. So, you know, national pride on the line, all that stuff. Man, oh, man.
Oh, I went to the game here when Lance Lynn started for him, and it was all about the pride. They were just, everybody was screaming, USA, USA. Oh. So, I mean, there was some pride with it.
Right. We love it. It's awesome.
You're right. It has, it doesn't have the flair of even the World Cup in soccer.
Right.
As far as the coverage, just because I guess it's.
Well, it's not that big. It's not even close to that. But, I mean, like, World Cup soccer is a world event.
Where was the final game? Where was it played last
year?
Miami.
Yeah. So they've had games here in Japan. They had them here. They had them in Florida. They were, you know, bouncing around. But, I mean, it was magnificent sport. If you like sports, it was edge of your seat stuff. I mean, the United States standing there. And basically, if you'd have told me, like, look, it's 3-2, ninth inning, who do you want to hit?
Oh, yeah.
Give me Mike Trout.
You couldn't write a better story.
And who do you want to pitch?
Who do you want to pitch if you're Japan? Well, give me Shohei Ohtani. And it just lined up to be two outs, ninth inning. You know, it's everything you do in your backyard. Like two outs, ninth inning. Holmberg steps to the plate against the world's best pitcher, and let's see what he's got. And it was just pure gas. It was awesome. And the United States lost, and I was like, that was still exhilarating. Best sport I've watched in a long time as far as, like, competition, something on the line. That World Baseball Classic has it. And it did it 6 years ago when they did it last time. It was as exciting then, and they've got to make something out of this, because if baseball can't capitalize on this, because everybody hates baseball now. It's boring. They're changing all the rules. You know, they've got this pitch clock now. You're not allowed to do this. The shift is out, which is good. But they're trying to change all the rules to make all these young people like baseball, and it's not going to do anything. Young people aren't going to go flock to baseball just because the pitchers have 15 seconds to get rid of a pitch. It's not going to change anything. You need something riding on it. You need like something big riding on it. And the international play, that's the way to go. And that's where soccer's got that World Cup thing is such a big deal. It's because international play gets people all fired up. That's why it's tribal. Soccer is a game. I don't even think Europeans like it that much. They like the tribal aspect of even when their teams are playing. When you get, you know,
it's the event.
England
that's going
versus
on in that
Scotland,
town.
Or yeah, it's just it's. But it's religion.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys get crazy about it. It's football in the United States on steroids for the crowd. It's a party nonstop. It's great. So they got to figure something out. Baseball could cure itself with things that happen there. And you want to bring young people into the game to start liking it and watching it. That's what you throw
show
out
them
there.
Show them that game.
Show them the All-Stars giving a damn. That's what it was. It was
it's
incredible.
Tough. They show that Little League World Series, you know, and it's
I love
fantastic.
It.
But it's when people want to get into it, parents realize, oh, it's pretty expensive.
Oh, well, if that's a problem.
Those travel teams.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's...
I mean, they get much...
But Little League isn't a travel team. That's the crazy thing about Little League. Little League's
they
for
the
broke
dicks. They come from the local, they bring it out of the city, right?
Right. Little League is basically the broke dick version of
it. They just have to raise money for the one trip.
Yeah. They can do that. Somebody some rich person in the neighborhood usually just funds the whole thing. But, yeah, Little League is the cheap, cruddy version of kids'
but
baseball.
But they have a ton of travel tournaments.
Right.
On those...
But the travel tournaments don't get televised, and they're never international play. And if they are, no one knows about it. The Little League World Series is legendary, and that's fun to watch. Yeah, you put USA on anything, and we start going, all right, what do we got here? First off, Americans ask, do we have a chance? I won't be interested if we. I'm not going to just root for the United States and have them come in seventh. That's not what we do. We have to be, you know, we're always. It's always a. That's why men's soccer won't take here. We don't compete. Nobody cares about the game. They just want the United States men's team to go through the moon and do something. And we already know going in that they're never going to be as good as Europe. They're
most of the soccer stars that the kids, you know, that are playing in this soccer are all European.
Yeah, because they're good ones. Well, it's the difference between the NBA and the WNBA. European soccer has like a 90-year head start on American soccer. So they're always going to be leaps and bounds ahead of us because they've got a training system put in place that makes sense and all that. Soccer's been popular here for 30 years. And they've just
popular?
Got, I mean, as far as like kids
in
playing.
The
yeah, the last three generations are the ones who have brought it up. So they're two generations away from having a a feeder unit that just keeps throwing good soccer players out.
But do you think that, you know, like in Europe, you talk about soccer being so big, or football, whatever you want to call it. You know, that's what they have over there. They don't have, like, the NFL.
Nope.
And things like that to, you know, draw their attention away from, you know, the main sport.
Right. Because they don't
that
care about
their NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And if you tried.
Here, we got so many choices.
Whenever they do European football. Although Mike Tomlin did talk about something the other day where he's like, you got to look this up. It's called A7, where it's basically a football league. They've decided to run full football, no pads. And it's a pro league. And Tomlin's like, I'm going to buy a franchise. Like, this is awesome. And it's just dudes padless playing hard-nosed football. And they're just going at it. And it's like that kind of thing. There's nothing Europe can put together for NFL-style football and then compete with us. Like, if you imagine, like, England put an American football team together and said, all right, we're going to go play the Giants, they get trounced. And that's what our American soccer team's doing. We're going over there playing an established super league, and we're like, oh, we're the new kid on the block. You're going to get bounced out of there so fast.
Us in rugby, you know.
And I know everybody said, well, the girls' team did it. Well, United States girls' soccer started about the same time the rest of the world started girls' soccer. In fact, they had like 13 countries that just now allow women to play. Iran has to run around in like body suits and stuff. It's not the same. You have to have had something established for you. But, man, that baseball yesterday. I'm still jazzed about it. I want more. It makes me want to go to spring training games. It makes me excited for the baseball season. And I haven't been excited about a baseball season in a long time. This is A7.
Yeah.
This stuff is unreal. These dudes just wear the uniforms.
Just the jersey and the
pants. Now if they score here,
jersey
they're
and
up by one.
And they do some.
He gets a ball at the half. Robinson immediately pressured, thrown over the middle, caught. Tries to cut up field.
These just have bandanas.
No helmets. No helmets. No.
Just bandanas.
Miss 61, Jerron Sykes, an eligible receiver.
It's fun to watch, too. Watch
snap.
A little bit of it.
Here comes automatic pressure.
It's basically
Robinson
7
will
get on 7.
Bicycle. He'll get to the 30 and he'll embrace it.
And these dudes play with no pads. I mean, not even like a thigh pad. Nothing.
I like this.
Not allowed. And you know what's great is that they're seeing that they don't have a lot of injuries because these guys aren't using their heads as weapons. Yeah, A7 Football League. And Tomlin kept saying, he told Ben Roethlisberger, he goes, man, we need to pool our money and buy a franchise because it's happening. Because this is awesome. And it is pretty neat to watch. You got to be insane, though.
Get that, yeah.
Because, I mean, you're not getting paid any money for this. But it's just they love the game. So they're playing. Oh, I love it. It's great. Good on them. Yeah, let's get your kids to play in baseball today so we can beat those Japanese. They're 3-time World Baseball Classic champs.
Who won last time?
It was 2017. I don't remember. Was it Mexico?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. But, yeah, because they skipped the COVID year. So I think it was 2017 was the last one. Anyway, it's awesome. So I'm still jazzed up about that, going bananas on that one. And then, you know, I was up late last night. Who was it?
I think we won.
Did the United States win it in 17? Yeah. I don't remember that. So I'm all fired up. My schedule's all screwed up from being off last week and being up all night and sleeping in the daytime. So I was up late, and I'm watching the news, and it was a, you know, late night, not CNN, but one of those overnight news channels. It wasn't a Newsmax or something like that. They did a story. And it just made me, I'm never going to sleep right until I know the end of this. You might have it. There's a video in some cruddy third world country where this monkey jumps into a window and steals a puppy. And he's got the puppy and people start filming like, ah, ha, ha, monkey have puppy. And they've got the video of this, he's sitting on a
running around with the puppy.
Yeah, and he realizes, oh, I'm being tailed. Like the monkey looks like, oh, I'm being watched. So he starts running rooftop to rooftop. And they're like, ah, ha, ha. And the announcer's like, isn't it wonderfully funny? No one knows exactly what happened to the puppy. He ran off into the jungle with the puppy. He ate that puppy.
There's 11 of them.
There's no possible way that puppy's going to come back. And they made this cute, like, I thought, oh, this is adorable.
He's going to raise that puppy.
Yeah, that monkey just wanted a puppy. He sees little kids with puppies. Like, this is adorable. No, he just took it. He's going to eat it. It was food. Not a soul did a thing to stop it. Everybody broke their goddamn cameras out. And the third world mess that they're in, where, you know, primates dive into your home and steal your pets. It's terrifying. Now I'm sitting there like, well, give me an upbeat ending to this because I'm thinking they wouldn't show this if the puppy wasn't okay. Like, I thought for a second, like, maybe the monkey chucks the puppy at people or He's up on this like second or third floor of these roof. It was, you know, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon stuff where he's bouncing from roof to roof. They're like, look at that. I'm like, oh, this will be adorable. Because nobody shows a puppy story that ends like with the puppy was never found again.
That's how their happy endings on their videos end. You just don't know.
Yeah, that makes me say, isn't it wonderful? The puppy was never seen again. Don't tell us that part. At least lie to me. Later, onlookers found the puppy on the side of the road. He was just fine. Brought back to his home. Lie about it.
Just show another puppy. Like, yeah, it's back
home. Nobody's
going to
know. There it is. Brett found it immediately. Look at this.
Yeah.
This dump of a country. He's sitting on an awning. He realizes, I got to get out of here. He starts flying around. Look at him. That puppy's on a ride of his life, rooftop to rooftop. Right about here is when the news guy goes. He turned a corner and darted off into the wilderness.
Yeah, I don't have that video. But
no one's real sure what happened to the puppy. And you see the dog's kind of like, what's going on? He's in the iron grip of that, I don't know what that is. Is that a chimp? I don't know what that thing is.
Macaque monkey.
And it was a bigger than a macaque. That thing was huge. Oh, I don't want to know what this is.
That's more a
kidnapped dog. Don't show that news story and then tell me that the puppy's still missing. Kid, lie to me. It's not like a human kid.
Give me a happy ending for God's
sake. Give me a happy ending. Always give me a happy ending. You know how hard it was to jerk off after that? I was trying to get to sleep. Kept thinking, I wonder if that puppy's just in the, if he's in the woods was, you know. I just watched a story two nights ago about a kid from the Congo who got his face ripped off by the chimps and stuff that were angry. And he's wrestling in upstate New York now. I know the puppy was probably in peril. Nobody stopped it.
Or that monkey saved that puppy from the restaurant it was in.
Or there was that. And that was, maybe that's the heartfelt story. Is like, well, he was food, but it wasn't as horribly violent and graphic as it could have been. At least it was a natural death where, you know, his head just got pulled off by the ape and then they ate him. It wasn't the, you know, deep fried dog bits and got sold for two dong or whatever the hell their money is over there. I don't want to. You can't show that story of a puppy getting stolen by a monkey and then tell me it's not adorable at the end. That's Pixar gone haywire. So I just end up watching baseball highlights again, tried to forget about it, but I can't. Good find on that, by the way. I don't even know what you search. I guess monkey kidnaps puppy is probably about all you're going to get
much,
one
yeah.
video. That's all I was. I didn't want to watch it again, but they did it like it was okay. Oh, look at this. A little ape jumps up and steals a puppy. Unbeknownst to the puppy, that would be his last few moments.
Was Hitler in the morning announcing for you or what?
His last few moments on the planet. Of course, that's it. He's done. And they transitioned into some other story about how Arkansas won't let people who are transgender use the bathrooms anymore. Arkansas passed the law.
What?
Yeah, you can't use public restrooms if you're no more. You're going to wander around in a dress. We better not know. If I recognize you as a dude in a dress and you go into a woman's room, you're under arrest. It's a law now.
Wrong parts.
Right.
Damn right, them damn twinks out of here.
You got a dick, and we can figure that out. You're not going into our little rock potties, that's for sure. So you better be one of those not-so-sure twinks, you know? The one I'm looking at going, I think that's a dude, but it went in a ladies' room, so I'm not going to say anything. But if you're one of those 6'7" giants that starts yelling at everybody, it's ma'am! And you wander into the ladies' room, you can get arrested.
Says you.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
But that's our, I mean, that would be hard to catch in a way. I mean, the old 6'7".
Like if you were
because
in a dress,
they're going into a stall. It's not like the guy in a dress is going.
But if you were in a dress and wandered into the ladies' room, I'd be like, all right, I can get him. Like that isn't something that could like.
Yeah.
If I saw you in a dress, you better go to the men's room. Me too. I'm not going to pass as a decent woman.
Yeah, because you could. What's preventing people to do that? You know,
right.
Pervs to just like, put on a dress and
right.
go.
Exactly. And that's their argument. It's like, well, now you've given an idea to the weirdos to just show up in a dress and hang out in the ladies' room. Which is what I don't think it's the trans people you've got to worry about. It's the, if you're, you know, it's the same thing now that they're saying we wore masks for so long. You've allowed people in masks to, like, be normal. And in Chicago, of all places, they're starting to use the mask as, like, a normal way to slip into a like a Walgreens or whatever and rob it. And they're saying they're seeing more masked robberies because we told everybody to wear a mask. And they're like, we got to get these masks out of society. This is, the bad guys will take advantage. If you start seeing no law to say, oh, we can slip into the bathroom and they're cool with it. But I don't think it's a big problem. I think we focus too much on things that aren't really an issue.
Yeah, how often is that going to happen?
Well, they said it's in the public schools. That's the one place they were most worried. But who's going into your public school?
They did it in Upper Arlington.
Oh, they did?
The bathrooms, they made them basically non-gender, basically both.
Oh, everybody can go in. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different completely because that's like saying we don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Screw you. This one is, if you're a boy, I don't care if you're in a dress or not, you're going in here if we can tell. And if you're a girl and you want to dress as a boy, I don't think anybody really cares what the trans girls do. I think a girl dressed as a boy can go in anywhere they want. What they're really talking about is that the guy packing meat is wandering around.
It's a little different, but I think the parents are wigged out. They're like, wait a minute, so, you know, a high school boy can go in there with high school girls. That's going to be a bad combo.
Well, it isn't that.
Sharing the bathroom.
If he's in a dress. If he's identifying as a girl. Right. A boy can't just go into a bathroom. They'd say something. Like, that's, I don't know that that's illegal, but it is now in Arkansas. You and I can go to the ladies' room right now, and we'd be talked to by HR. Like, if during business hours we're just wandering around and I wander into the ladies' room with Jill, there's going to be a problem. I could get fired for that.
All three stalls are taken in the men's?
Yeah, and I go in with the lady, and there's women in there. There's going to be a problem. Women don't want us in their bathroom, and rightfully so.
What's up, Jill?
So if I wear a dress and start, I mean, you're not going to go, hey, Jill, I'll just go pee with you. We're mid-sentence. I don't want to interrupt our flow of conversation. So I'll smell your urine, you smell mine. You know, there would be a problem. So that's why I'm kind of like in the middle on people who want to argue about it. I'm like, yeah, but if I went into the ladies' room, it would be a problem. Like, I'd probably lose my job if I was doing that. And then they tell me you can't go in there anymore. I'm like, why not? Well, because you don't identify as a woman. All right, so I'll wear a dress so I can go in there with Jill. Now it's perversion. Now there's something different. So it's bad guy behavior is the thing. Trans people aren't the ones doing it. It's the loonies. And some of them are loonies. But they passed the law now. So I'd like to see that enforced. A cop going in there. All right, nutbag, get out of there. It's pretty funny to me because this is what we focus on. We got all the problems that you can imagine in the world. But one of the big ones is that dude in a dress shouldn't be in that bathroom.
The one guy that says, yes, I relate to being a female this week.
Right. Well, even if it's forever, use the men's room if you've got a dangler. You're making people uncomfortable. Whatever happened to the idea that you make people uncomfortable? That you try to just at least read the room for a second and go, I can't go. I do it. Like when my office door's locked and I have to use a bathroom, I like the women's room better because Mark and Tim, Paul, those guys drop the most foul cabbage you can imagine
paint
out of their bodies.
Peeling off the walls.
Horrible. That bathroom is horrendous. And so there's no women here while we're here. Izzy, but I think she's got her own side, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't go in there.
No, she ruins the men's.
Does she? I don't go in there with women in the bathroom.
Moves it aside.
Right. Maybe she does just push her balls to the side. I don't know. It's how Beth has her own bathroom for that over at KE's. But, yeah, you read it. You don't go, well, it's my right to go in there. It's not. You want to make sure the people inside there are comfortable. I don't like going to the bathroom in the men's room when there's dudes in there. I don't want to stand next to you at a urinal. I'm not going to make conversation. I know you. I'm not going to stand next to Brett and have piss conversation.
How you doing, man?
I'll just wait.
Brett and I've had some of the best conversations.
I know. You two like to go to the bathroom together a lot.
We do.
You're like a couple of chicks.
I got a pee-pee you want to come with?
But there's nothing worse than like the troughs like at the ball game and stuff like that. It's like, ugh.
I'm not going in there. I'll just clinch it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but bathroom etiquette is dead, and everybody's got their own like personal, this is for my rights. Shut up. You got a dick, and the ladies in the men and the ladies' room aren't comfortable with you. Don't make it your cause. Just recognize that the people in there don't want you in there.
It's funny, though, the other way around, too, because I've been at a bar before, and of course, you know, the line at the ladies' room is out the door.
Yeah.
And I'm walking in, and here comes some chick out of the bathroom. She goes, I wasn't waiting in that line. I'm like, hey, I don't blame you.
We don't care. You know? They can't do anything to us.
Right.
Like, if I'm standing there at the urinal peeing and some lady comes up and goes, I'm going to bang you now. I'm like, okay. I mean, we're not really
good. And brave of her to use the stall in the bar bathroom.
Trust me, the women's stall in the bar is worse.
It's worse.
They're disgusting. Ladies in
because they act like they can't touch anything, so they just throw their, they just drop it wherever it goes. And they're,
I'm not flushing.
They're gross.
Yeah.
And there was a couch in there. God knows what's on that thing. But yeah, if a woman walked into a men's room, none of us, we can take them. That's why. That's the,
yeah.
We recognize it most of the time physically. If a girl comes in there and starts stirring up trouble, she's in her own world of hurt. We don't really care about if ladies use men's rooms. It's the big 6'5" dude who's got a beard and a pink dress that's wandering in there going, I'm as my right as a woman. It's like, no, dude, you make people uncomfortable. This is a choice that 0.00000% of society's making. So you're going to make some folks uncomfortable. It's not our fault we're uncomfortable with a dude in the ladies' room. So don't make us pass laws. Just be decent enough to go, I still have a dick. I know I don't want it, but that's nobody else's issue. That's mine. Own your own issues is what I'm saying. I love my dick. I can't imagine wanting it gone. I can't imagine wanting it gone. It's, he and I have been best friends since I'm about 10. Prior to that, we were just acquaintances. He was there for a singular purpose. I didn't really understand his usefulness. Once 10, 11 happened, I'm like, oh, you and I are never going to part. Like, I knew it that like, I was born that way. So I don't know what it's like to not want your dick anymore or to be mad at it for being there. But if I had it and I was still mad at it, it doesn't mean I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist. I'm just not
like
going another, to
it's just like Halloween at a bar.
Yeah. Costumes.
Yeah. Not a big deal.
It's not a huge issue. But just recognize that if you're wandering around with a bloody knife and stuff, you might make people uncomfortable. I was dressed as the devil for the Night of the Living Dead thing, singing Dead thing. And I went to get on an elevator at the apartment. And a lady was on there, and she saw me, and she goes, oh, my God. And I'm like, it's a Halloween thing. And she goes, and I'm like, I'm not going to ride with you. She was horrified by the costume. It took her by surprise. I'm like, I just read the elevator. It wasn't my ride at that point for Halloween. She was creeped out by it. Just read
about it. I had my pigtails at the urinal at the.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Loose.
Right.
But that, it wasn't a problem.
And it was funny, and it was Halloween. There's days for it. No, of course not. Because where were you again? At the urinal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have a dick, and you were in the men's room? You were doing it right then, so of course nobody's going to have a problem. If you were in the ladies' room dressed up the way you were and peed and tried to be funny, it's still a problem. Even on Halloween, you're not going in just because you're dressed like a lady. You're not going to go in there and whip your dick out with your little beard and have people go, oh, I'm totally comfortable with this. It's not normal.
Even if I touched up my lipstick in the mirror before I left the bathroom?
No.
Now you're all right.
No. Because you get it on your mustache and your beard. And you're not an Italian woman, so it doesn't make sense. We're passing laws. We got to pass laws. Stop it. Just stop it. Everybody needs to just knock it off. You got it. And that's the thing I said years ago. Instead of a picture of a man or a picture of a little thing in a dress, you put a picture of a dick and you put a picture of a vagina. And you don't include gender at all. You got which one of them you have? This room is for you.
Which is baffling for people to begin with. Like, wow, now if you have men in women's bathroom, you're bad.
You do. That is bad. What are you saying? Like men in a women's bathroom is good?
No, that facilities that already have it, they have to change it up. And they said, you know, have a men and women. That's bad to do. You should
have two bathrooms?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that. I know that they go a lot of the ones where you can walk in and pick a side, or you know, each person can use the room, but there's a lock on the door.
But that's what the issue was with a high school in Arlington.
Oh, so they didn't want men and women's bathrooms? Yep. I think that's just the school going, I don't want the hassle. So just lock up everything and make them individual stalls, which I'm fine with also. It just costs money. It's just stupid. You got a dick, you go in this one. You got a innie. Or an Audi. And that's what it's saying. I don't know, any or Audi. And then some women would be like, mine's kind of an Audi now. I did some damage in high school. Not a flopper. That's different than an Audi or an any. Anyway, whatever you're carrying, you know where you're supposed to go. Everybody knows where they're supposed to go. You're just stirring it up by being the dick in the ladies' room. But Sandra Huckabee's like, what's her name? Huckabee.
Sarah Huckabee.
Sarah Huckabee. She's all standing up on it. This is great. We'll show those trans. I'm like, I don't think they're the problem. But you got a dick go in the men's room. I don't want to hear from you. That's not how it is. This is a society that's been... Shut up. You have a dick going to men's room. That's all I'm saying. Dress up however you want to dress up. Identify however you want to identify. Don't deny the fact that you got to stand to pee. Or you can stand to pee. And you've got a dangler. And you get erections. There's the bigger... If you get male erections, you use the men's room. That's it. I always wonder that about people who identify as the opposite sex.
Does that go away with the hormonal treatment?
I don't know. But if they're not taking the hormonal treatment, do they still whack it?
That's what I'm wondering, if they can even, if it takes that away.
No, it makes them impotent? I don't think so.
Not impotent, but...
Trans, give us a call right now.
Yeah.
Blood's not flowing down there.
Oh, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you still get wood. I mean, you wouldn't want to take away your entire ability to function. But, I mean, while you're identifying as a woman and you're stroking your wang, isn't it confusing? You'd think that would mess your brain up a little bit. Anyway, these are questions I'll never have to worry about because I have had a love affair with my penis for 40 years now.
The shame that you had as a kid is still with you as an adult because you're changing out. You're still crying and masturbating.
Beating off? I'm crying because it's over. I know it's going to be...
The religious guilt.
It's going to be at least 5 to 10 hours before I can do that again. Oh, dang it. I love it. I love my pee-pee. I'm proud of my pee-pee. I would never want it gone. I can't imagine that. Waking up going, well, you and I are parting ways soon, second I get enough money. Nope. So it doesn't register in my brain. But I also know that if I wished I had a vagina, I'd still know I don't. I'm somewhat self-aware. And I would go into the men's room. Unless I could twink out real nice. Like, you know, if you find out, there's been a couple of our friends have made out with what they found out later were dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Tip your cap. It's the same thing as Ohtani throwing fastballs to Trout. That's your best versus my best. I didn't know. You got me. Well done. You're a good kisser, dude. You got a nice Kim Petras, if she still had her wang.
Move it aside.
I'm scooting that thing over like it's a pig's tail, and I'm going in. Certain ones, you can just sit and go, nobody's even going to question it. It's the creepy beasts that wander in bearded that want to use the lady room. Yeah, stop it. Well, they'll pass that law here, too.
The Washington Redskins hogs.
What?
The Commanders hogs. Yeah,
the old Redskins cheerleaders that were men. Hilarious. But if they tried to use the women's room, there would have been a reason to call the police. It's a little bit weird. And trust me, if we could get away with it, there was a time in my life where if they're like, look, if you dress up like a woman, you can use the ladies' room. I'd have done it a few times. I got to see what's going
just
on.
Because.
Yeah. So you can't open those doors. Sorry, trans. There aren't enough of you to make us all feel good about that. I was at a PETA jungle once where a dude came in a dress. There's that one Dennis Rodman looking one I've always talked about that's over on Camelback, about 6'9", dresses. Some of the nicest boots I've ever seen. I don't know where this dude gets his stuff.
But still out there?
That wandered into a ladies' room. Oh, yeah. If that thing wandered into a ladies' room and I was a woman, I'd be like, I'm getting out of here. Dennis Rodman just showed up dressed as a woman. I'm not comfortable.
I forget it was a couple weeks ago at a restaurant, and it was definitely grandma and grandpa came in with the grandchild, but they were in a dress.
The baby?
The grandkid, which was an adult. So... Probably 25 or so.
Oh, okay. But and it was a guy.
I was going to say it's a guy, yeah.
But you weren't sure?
No, I'm pretty sure. No. But he was definitely dressing, you know, he had a nice
dress. He was in girl clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. If it has a dick, can't use the ladies' room. Whenever there's a place that I have to pull my pants down, I want to make sure that everything's in order. Like, I don't want surprises in that room. You know? Period. I just don't. That's it. Ugh. Just go where your genitals tell you to go. That's it. No passing laws. It's unnecessary. And plus the poor cops, like they don't have enough to do. Now they got to go wander into the, sir, we know you're in there. I am a woman. Enough.
Whatever.
Please, for Christ's sake, just make my day easier. Whatever happened to the you know, the fastest between two points is a straight line. Can we just both get on the same page here so everybody goes home? Not make a federal case out of your dick being something you can't stand, and now suddenly that's society's problem. I hate my penis. All right, nobody needs to know that. This wouldn't have been an issue. Just
you
want
to order or not?
Right. You want your chicken or not?
I just can't stand my dick.
All right. Is that a number two? What are you ordering?
Here's your Big Mac, pal. Yeah,
here's
Let's
your
go.
Big Mac. Here's your McDouble.
It's all the billboards. Move on.
Anyway, I just found it hysterical, and I want to know what happened to that puppy, but I actually don't. I really don't.
No, you don't.
I really don't want to know what happened to that puppy.
Just put it out.
Thanks for telling me that news. It's been living with me. Let's get a wake-up song and scream together, shall we? It's 585-9800. You give it to us, we yell it. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. 98 KUPD.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Thanks, Alliance. Still haven't heard from them since the flooding. I'm worried.
Uh-oh.
He's got to make sure that San Carlos reservation's okay. They're out there doing what they do. We can't lose Alliance. We just met him. But thank you, Alliance. It's 641 here in the Morning Sickness. People are emailing me about the lady bathrooms and the men bathrooms and everything else. Somebody said, would you, if Kim Petras was peeing next to you at a urinal, would you take a look at look down at the wang? You know, the cardinal rule, the sin of eyes straight ahead in the men's room. But if Kim Petras is next to you, do you take a look at her dong? And I think I'd be too busy staring at that guy's to even care about his dick. Those would be tough to over. That's one that I just
make an exception on.
That's
that
as
one.
Gay as I'll ever get, for real, like sexually. I mean, I'm a homosexual, but I'm not sexually. I'm an abstaining homosexual.
You're a celibate homosexual.
Yeah, I'm celibate. I'm a, you know, I've got standards and morals and things like that. I'm not a whore, Brett. I'll wait till I'm married, and I haven't met that person yet. But yeah,
Petras is on the list.
I'd blow Kim Petras.
You'd marry that one?
I'd give that dude a good...
Can
good,
I marry the cans?
Couple of, you know, over-the-top handies and all sorts of stuff. And then this guy says, John, you're absolutely right about a women's bathroom being worse than a men's. I was a custodian at Cardinal Stadium, and I'll never forget the first time I had to go in and clean the ladies' room. It's called McNasties by all the boys, because that's what they leave behind, I swear to you. The stalls legitimately look like a crime scene. Sweet Christ, the blood, the memories and the blood.
The
trash cans.
Sea.
Trash cans were pure hell. Pretty sure in one stall, a woman attempted to give herself an abortion and stuffed it in a can. I was dry heaving the whole time. We power washed the women's stalls. We didn't do that to the men's room. I reconsidered my employment. Women call men gross. I call BS. Ladies do not give an F. They are in public. Very true. That is very true, Alex. Then a guy named Robert says, a bearded guy in a dress going into the men's room? Who cares? I get more creeped out by the guy who brings his kid into a stall while he takes a dump. I get creeped out by anybody that can't get through an afternoon without taking a public dump. You bring a kid into the stall with you and dump. That's weird. I've never experienced that before. All right, boy, standing here with Daddy. Daddy's got to drop a deuce because, you know, I don't have the ability to clinch up my b-hole anymore. It just has to happen when it happens. Lock it down and go home or go somewhere private. Public dumping is like last resort to me. I don't understand why people get so excited about doing that, especially in a restaurant. Think of the others. That should be the law we're passing. Just, you know, only urinals and no defecating bathrooms. If you've got to do that, go home. But you know what? We'll even pay the bill. You've got to take a dump, head home. Can't control yourself, for God's sakes. You were given the gift of a sphincter. Use it.
When you talk about the women's bathrooms, it just reminds me of a story you talk about. Was it Yellow Hand?
Yellow Hand. It was a fight at Tony Roma's. We had to draw straws every night. It was bad coin flips. It was people getting paid extra. And I swear there was a time when none of us had any money. And if you were the one that was supposed to clean the ladies' restroom, all of it. I'll give you $100 to go do this, and I don't have a penny to my name. I have $104 as a human. I will give you 100 of those dollars to not go in that ladies' room and clean that out. And that glove, like we're artificially inseminating
the elbow.
A pony. Elbow? It was a neck glove. It went all the way to the shoulder. Up to the elbow. That would have been a no-go. None of us would have gone in there. That thing was for artificial insemination of horses. You had it all the way up to your neck. There was a collar on it. Reaching into that. Blech. Horrible. None of them flushed. They got stuff everywhere. It was blood and feces. It was a nightmare. And we catered to the elderly at Tony Roma's. That was a group of Friendship Village buses and everything else. So it was loose cabbage and a lot of weird stuff. And they'd bring their daughters, and the daughters would drop their red devils off in the trash instead of in the... Oh, good Lord.
And fiber log clogging it.
They would try to get it in the little tin box and miss and not care. It was like a WNBA game. Not one of them could get it in the basket. Laying on the floor for whoever's next. Oh, strange smell of feces and copper. I don't know. And barbecue sauce and old people. Let me tell you, that shoots right through.
Onion loaf and poo.
Oh, I'd rather eat a 20 raw onions than ever have to clean a woman's room in a restaurant. They're pigs. Disgusting. Gross. There's another law that we passed here in town. Katie Hobbs.
I signed a new law.
Uh-oh, did you just find one?
Yeah, some guy.
We'll get to the Katie Hobbs thing in a second. I just heard the printer go. No, I don't want to even start after reading the first thing. Imagine working laundry at MCSO County Jail. Yes, it was men only working there, and we washed all men's and women's clothes. We had to...
Whoa. Good night. Good night. I can only imagine.
Crime doesn't pay.
Great. If that's I'd rather get raped in prison than do that job. Like, can I be the cell block twink rather than peel what he said he had to peel out of the underwear? The rogue tamps that got stuck and they had to get it off before they put it in the laundry. Oh, thanks for that. He was a worker. They didn't make the other prisoners do that, or he was working as a prisoner?
I think he was working as a prisoner. He didn't say it, but I think that's probably what it was.
I don't think they make the
they rotate duties.
Because I had to quit my first day. There's no, absolutely no way.
There's no way.
There's no money.
You got to do prisoner laundry? Yeah. No, thanks. Yeah, that's got to be by the prisoners. They're working the laundry room. I saw Blackbird. I know what goes on in that laundry room. Anyway, Katie Hobbs signed a thing, and I thought this was hilarious because... Yeah, there's two sides. Katie Hobbs.
I'm going to sign a thing, and we're going to have my new law, and it's nice.
And she sat in her thing in the 8th grade student council room and put her name on the paper in crayon.
She had her box of 64 Crayolas sitting there.
I'm going to use burnt sienna today, and then I signed it and stuff. And there's and now we're not allowed to discriminate by hairstyle.
What a no.
Yeah.
That's a law.
It's a law. Yeah. Now, some of it makes sense because some rednecks will not hire you if you've got an afro. But that to me is still because you're black. So I think the law is already in place that you're not hiring someone because it's racist. So that to me is unnecessary as a hairstyle. But like, you know, some lady that rolls in with, you know, cornrows and stuff and you don't get hired because of that. Now they have like now it's a discrimination suit.
Because they basically give the statistics that like 70% of black women.
But that's still, to me, that's not necessary by hair. That's because they're black.
Well, they're saying it's because of the hair.
Right, but it's because you're black. Like if you go in with traditionally, you know, mod squad hair and somebody doesn't hire you because it's not because of your hair.
What if you got Jufro?
Right, that's the other thing.
You know.
But like if they're like, I didn't like your hair. But that's an employer's right. Like, we're supposed to have employers look at you and judge you based, especially if you're out in front. Like, if it's like you at a restaurant don't want some slob with dreadlocks, a white, black, yellow, doesn't matter, just hanging all over the place.
Yeah.
You're like, I need you to
cut
your
hair. Well, in the kitchen, they have to wear a hairnet for
sure. Right, for sure. And you just don't, you know, you can discriminate going, this kid is dirty. Like, the hair is gross.
Yeah,
like,
go to Chiba Hut. They're hiring.
I should be allowed to look at you and go, your hair sickens me. Like, it's going to get everywhere. There's too much of it. And I can't have, like, if it's nicely done and stuff, I understand the idea of saying, oh, well, you know, it's a traditional, like, a black person's hair. And they get discriminated. That's because you're black. So the law's already in place there. I don't understand the banning discrimination based on hairstyle or texture. Because if I see you have crazy hairstyle, I'm thinking you might be crazy. Like, if you came in with Patti LaBelle's hair from the 80s, I'm not hiring you. You're Please bananas. Yeah. I mean, if you came into the job interview with that, I'm like, all right, this person's nuts. Like, this is your best foot forward. You look like a lunatic. So that's a hairstyle. Doesn't matter what color you are. That's just you showing me that you might be a little extravagant and tough to manage. I'm judging you. I'm supposed to. Like, if Tekashi 6ix9ine, sorry about the beating. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I saw that, yeah.
Snitches get stitches. It's about time. Mm-hmm. But if he came in and wanted a job, I'm discriminating against him. He's got crazy rainbow hair, which isn't cultural to anyone. It's just nutty. Tattoos all over his face and stuff. I don't want you representing my business I worked hard to build. So if it's just an afro, that's already in place. I'm just being racist. Hairstyle? I should be able to judge against your hairstyle. What if you're a nutbag and you come in like with a huge mohawk? Unless you're a Spartan, you're just being a nut job. I can discriminate against that. But now you can wander into any job interview with green mohawk and say, you can't discriminate against me. It's a lawsuit. I think that's dumb. There has to be a law like that basically says we can't discriminate against hair. But yes, we can.
It's got to be hard to prove.
Well, I mean, if you look, if
you know, like if the person said, oh, he didn't hire me because of my hair.
I'll tell you this. And it's that's why I don't think it's a necessary law.
Yeah.
Is because if it's a black lady saying, I didn't get the job, and she's got a big busty fro, and the person has to explain why they didn't get the job, even though they may have been more qualified than the other one, you're going to look like a racist. So if it's somebody with dreadlocks and they're black or, you know, they've got cornrows or they've got a traditional afro or something like that, and you didn't hire them, and you could have, they weren't, it wasn't... It's not going to be tough to prove. You're probably were racist, and it's going to be you should hire that person just to say you're not, even though that's, you know, they might not be qualified.
So this law being signed into action, it was a celebration for lawyers.
Pretty much.
More
just
litigation.
It's going to create more law issues and money getting back and forth with lawyers. So it kind of makes sense because there are people out there going, well, because I have traditional, you know, Erykah Badu hair. That people are like, eh, that's a lot. But, I you know, it depends on the job.
Yeah. You know? And there is a point that, okay, well, why did this become a standard, you know, hairstyle?
Well, even if it's traditional. If it's traditional ethnically, then that's a thing. Then there's already laws in place. You're just being racist. Like you said, like a Jufro.
Yeah.
You come in, my friend Jeff Glazer had such a huge Jufro, and he'd shave it, and it would come back in like an hour and a half. He was like a chia pet. Huge, and we laughed. He called it his Jufro. Jews with fros call it the Jufro. It's I'm jealous of it. But if it's messy,
so the guy that's using the horrific comb over to hide the ball, you can't do that.
I wouldn't hire that guy immediately. Is that racist? No, but if a dude with a comb over is not self aware enough to know, people can see a bad toupee.
He's got a lawsuit.
I'm not hiring bad toupee guy. He's a liar. Bad toupee, that's not a hairstyle, that's a hat, and no hat. You wander in a toupee, and I can tell immediately, and you got the tag, and your curls are hanging out, where the thing just leans up. Nah, you're a liar. Like, you're going to lie to me. I can tell you, like, that's my first judgment of a man in a toupee. Oh, this person's a horrible thief and liar, more than likely. He can't admit his own flaws. He's hiding. You're already in disguise. No. Comb-over guy? You're not getting a job with me. Comb over guys, pathetic. That's like the worst thing you can be.
Guy with tattoos all over.
Yeah.
That's selling financial security or financial investments. Right. It's going to be a tough sell.
It's a tough sell. I don't want you out front if you look crazy. It's my job as the hiring person to recognize whether you look crazy. The other thing is now my friend told me this at his work that they're not allowed to have names on resumes anymore because you might judge by their name.
Oh.
You know, you might see ethnicity like Rubenstein. And they're like, nah. Like there's evidently there's still people in charge of things And what you have to ask is, how did that dude get in charge of your hiring practice that you can't even have names
of? What's Frank's last name?
It's
Rubenstein.
Rubenstein. All right, who's our next applicant? I'm not hiring that guy. How did you get into a level where you're in charge of hiring in the first place when you can't see names or you'll discriminate? Like, you're horrible. But if it comes up, you know, like with a D and an apostrophe and then unequa, they just throw the resume away. That person shouldn't be your person hiring at work. And if you own the company, you're not hiring. You're going to find a reason not to hire somebody named Daniqua for other reasons. So it's not stopping a thing. We're judgy. But when you had your mohawk, you were an unhirable idiot. You look like a moron. I don't want a moron working for me. Brady had a mohawk for a week and had a big missing patch in the middle.
Half-hawk.
Basically looked like chemo was sort of working. I'm not hiring you. You look like a nutbag. If you have, you know, your hair is dyed poorly and you, like, it's, you just look weird. You're up to something. You're in disguise. If you don't want to hire me because I'm bald, your loss, I say. I don't understand, like, why people want to sue the place that didn't hire them, other than they're just after cash, rather than just rub it in their face later. You know, the pretty woman thing where you go back in and go, you work on commission, right? You don't hire me because I don't want to work for that racist, and just let them dig their own grave. But if you have Erica Badu's hair and you go into the interview and the guy's just shaking his head going, nope, that's racism. That has nothing to do with your hair. He wasn't going to hire you for other reasons. Nobody ever says, I like black people and I'll hire them, but not if they've got that wacky hair. Then you're as big a racist. I just need you to look a little bit more tame. It's like, stop it. That guy's already racist. We have laws for that already.
The funeral director had a rainbow fro.
Right. You're not going to that. If you went into the funeral
director. Welcome to the deceased.
Sup, bro? Hey, nice mohawk. You're going to bury grandma today?
Oh, yeah.
I trust you. You make good decisions. You make quality decisions.
Let's pick out a casket.
Yeah. Your rainbow mohawk and the I-69 tattooed to your forehead tells me you're going to do what's best by grandma.
Did you see who was at the signing of the bill yesterday?
Uh-uh.
Right there.
Who is it? Oh, my God. Is she there?
Rachel
Dolezal was there?
That's what it says.
Isn't she shamed? Isn't she the worst person in the world?
Oh, she's back. She's back in the saddle.
She attended Arizona hair discrimination event.
What? I wouldn't hire Rachel Dolezal. She's a horrible person.
She looks good.
They had a lot of black ladies there, and I'm, you know what? I'm totally for you guys being... Like, for the idea, but I think that's already...
Former president.
Just stick with the fact that it's racist to not hire you. It has nothing to do with your hair. I'm judging hair. That's the whole point of my eyes.
Great job, Arizona. And everyone who has fought to get it passed.
She's back in our...
creating a respectful and open world for natural hair.
She gets to hang out with black people still? Isn't she the scourge of the whole thing?
This legislation seeks to end centuries of discrimination across the U.S.
You're the whitest woman in the world. We proved it. Your parents went on TV and go, we don't know what she's up to, but she's not black. And she's sticking with it. I got to give it to her. I got to hand it to her. She's
a go-getter.
She went in.
The kind of go-getter we need.
She went in head first into that pool and has decided to stay there. She looks great.
Creating a respectful and open world for natural hair. Is her hair natural?
Well, I don't know if the kinky afro part is, but maybe. But she wasn't getting discriminated against because of her hair. It's because of her past. Inside Edition followed her around for a year. That's why you don't get hired, you loon.
I still love the legislation seeking to end centuries of hair discrimination across the U.S.
And that's a real thing. But it's discrimination of race. It's already a law. You don't hire me because if a black person went in with traditional hair and didn't get hired, it's not because of your hair. You have a bigger case.
You know what it might go back to? Everyone has to, you're working in the government, you have to wear a powdered wig. So everyone has the same hair.
You know what the future is? It's Westworld. And you and I are way ahead of the curve. Just shave it off. I look at Brett's hair when he comes in. And I'm thinking to myself, good hair. I hope he doesn't you know, wop it up too much with grease and oil because I got to have them touch
it. I appreciate them hiding it with a hat every day.
Yeah. I do it for you guys.
Thank you. That's
I want to end the years of discrimination against baldness, okay?
And rubbing it in is what you would be rubbing it in with that mop on your head. Hair discrimination. Of course you discriminate against hair. I discriminate and less against black hair because I think it's beautiful and more against white people hair. I don't hire gingers. That's out. You're out. Gingers are out. They need to pass a law for that. Poor gingers. You wander in that pasty white, crazy
hair
skin.
Hair discrimination, bro.
Loony blue eyes. I immediately assume you're one of the Murdochs. You're going to kill somebody. That's not hair discrimination. That's you scare me, gingers. You're up to no good immediately. The traditional ones. You come in with dyed red hair. And
the job calls for someone that's even keeled.
Okay. Out, gingers. No gingers need apply. You're all bananas. Yeah, I'm judging against all that stuff. If I'm hiring, but again, if you've got a guy in charge of your hiring that's not hiring people because of their hairdos.
Now, does that count? Is it hair discrimination if they've artificially
got
put
plugs?
Different, like Moe's hair, like different
if
colors?
It's pink or purple?
Yeah.
That would fall into this.
Could you do that just natural
hair? Well, you know
hair?
What? I wonder
about that because that's not really...
Because what I read was mostly discriminating against African-American hairstyles. And to me, that's just racism.
Yeah.
So it's way beyond hair. It's like the person doesn't like black people. And you sue them already. It's already a thing. So it's one of those things that the government passes that they act like they're doing something. And I'm like, we already had a law for that. And it's worse that they're trying to say it was hair. That dude just didn't like it because you were black.
But on top of that, though, how do you prove that it was because of the hair?
Right.
I mean,
it's
a useless law.
It's a useless law. And it's Katie ridiculous. Hobbs going,
I did this to demonstrate that hundreds of years and stuff of people being...
She's just trying to get in good with the Rachel Dolezal crew. She doesn't know what's going on. Rachel Dolezal shouldn't be anywhere near this. It immediately makes that useless. If you're a group of African-American women trying to get something done and Rachel Dolezal shows up, nobody's taking you seriously anymore.
It's not the hair so much, it's the platinum grill on the teeth here at the bank.
We're going to have to pass a law against that, too. It's like, well, the no grill bill makes it so I got to hire Paul Walls for it. I wasn't hiring these people because I got grills. And
I wonder if Carrie Lake would have signed this bill.
Oh, no, she wouldn't have been on that one. Yeah, Governor Lake would
We would all have her hairstyle.
Yeah, it would be three hairstyles allowed for women. The Butch Lake, the Long Lake, and the No Lake. It wouldn't have been anything. Long hair would have been right out. Anything to look more like Carrie Lake, our humble leader. But yeah, I don't get it. So I laughed at that because I'm like, I thought there was already a law discriminating against not hiring black people based on appearance. And that's who was standing behind her was like a coalition of African-American women. And I'm like, we already had a law for you.
Yeah, Rachel's her.
Yeah, and Rachel Dolezal. I didn't know. I don't. You know what? She's doing a great job of blending in because I can't even find her in the picture. Like, she's doing some good work. Yeah, I say you stick to the thing, but again, like my buddy said, he said, we're not even allowed to have if they send in their name on their resume, HR cuts it off before they give it to me so I can look at their qualifications and then say, hire, call this person. This is the one out of the, but what if they show up and they're bananas? A good resume doesn't mean you're automatically a decent person. You're looking for a job for a reason. Somebody got rid of you or you're leaving because you couldn't make it work or you're, you know, coming out of college. That's different.
But, and would that include facial hair, too? Beards?
Good question. Now I got to hire every Raleigh Fingers that walks in. I got to get one of those nut jobs that flies off to England to be in that beard contest every year. There's been the Army and stuff. They make you all one thing.
Too. Certain coaches.
Used BYU. To BYU doesn't allow facial hair. The Yankees still doesn't. The Yankees still say no facial hair. Now, I think you can grow a mustache. That's about it. Maybe a goatee, but you can't have sideburns. That's still a Yankee rule. Keep the pinstripes clean. You have to have a presentation. You're representing us. A hairstyle that, you know, no hair longer than I think you can't go past your neck.
Yeah.
I mean, they've blown it. They've had a few guys that you want to be a Yankee, you got to cut this off. Veteran, like Army stuff. You're not allowed to have crazy. Everybody has the same crew cut. Trying to build that machine of, you know, nameless
faces. We're all equal.
Yeah, we're all even. There is nobody different here. You can't express yourself. You're not supposed to. We're breaking you down and building you up.
Listen, this guy brings up a good point. Who's told why you didn't get the job? You're just told no. So yeah, what difference is it, you know?
I've never been told why. I did actually get told one time I didn't get the job. It's because I told the truth on one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I told them I stole from an office once. I thought you were supposed to be honest, but what they wanted you to do is prove you're a liar. So I can have a little comb over and a tiny mustache like a little German fellow. Yeah. You can't get discriminated for looking too much like Hitler anymore. If you have Hitler's hair and a great resume.
It's Charlie Chaplin.
But if the hair's the giveaway, if you had the Charlie Chaplin thing and wore the hat to the interview, I'm still not hiring you. You're not.
Yeah, because you're wearing a top hat.
You wore a top hat to an interview.
A derby.
Right. I didn't know if you could deal with that one.
I'm not reading James's. Oh, that one's funny.
But Rachel has an OnlyFans, apparently.
Come on.
I've gotten two different emails on
that. Is she diving into that?
I don't know. Let's see if I can see.
I didn't know Rachel Dolezal was allowed out anymore. I thought she was done. I thought she was basically like relegated to staying quiet.
Former president.
Yeah, the NAACP of Tacoma or something, right?
Spokane.
Was it Spokane? Yeah. I knew it was in the Northwest where they can't tell.
That's good.
There's so little sunshine up there, even people of color are a little pasty. So she got away with it. Yeah, and I agree. I think that if you're a person of color whose hair is like, you're not being discriminated against because your hair. It's a whole bunch of reasons. Because the race is trying to hire you. But yeah, but whoever finds out why they didn't get hired, whoever goes back and goes, what did I do wrong? I've never made that call. I guess you probably could
call. And they throw out that high statistic
of
the hair discrimination.
Oh,
it's like
huge.
60% or 70%, and I'm like, that means it's happening often.
But again, how do you prove that?
Yeah.
Have I been considered for a job and then told, I don't like the look of this guy? I understand that.
That's going to be tougher in Hollywood then. Because they're casting.
Well, that's...
You get told it's different because they are looking for a specific look.
That's
up to the director.
That's going away too. That'll all go away too. Eventually they'll be, giant fat people playing Holocaust victims because you can't discriminate against anyone. You can't get, the skinniest actors you can find to be Auschwitz if they ever make another Holocaust movie. You just have a bunch of fat Americans wandering around pretending to be Jewish. I don't understand any of it. But I don't know what Senegalese twists are, braids and fades. I'm the opposite of most racists when it comes to that. I think black hair is the best stuff on the planet. I want to touch it. I'm weird about that, and I know black people hate that. Can I touch that? My buddy Winston has that awesome head of hair. God, I'm jealous of it. I saw a lady in Vegas with this beautiful afro. I'm like, God, that's the quintessential hair. I'd hire you just to stare at your hair. That's racist too, I think. But I'd keep you in the office just to have that awesome hair around. I'm envious of everybody's hair. Women down in the sales department here at the station are always marvel at every time I go down and I'm like, you changed your hair.
Oh, I denied it.
They always deny it three times. They're like Judas.
I haven't done a thing. I don't know. I colored it.
I'm like, okay, so it's different. Why did we go through all that?
I mean, I cut it a little bit.
Yeah, I just told you it's different than it was last time I saw you.
But I don't know how you even noticed.
I don't have hair. I'm jealous. I drive by big houses that I don't have and I notice awesome stuff there too. Yeah, I get why we have, the hair discrimination talk, but to me it's just discrimination.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't get the job because of the way you look, that's...
Because it'd be interesting if they changed their hair and came back in for the interview, you still don't get the job.
Yeah. This guy says the law isn't in place just for hiring practices. It's also for high school kids who've been sent home because their afro or dreads violate dress code. A few years ago, a high school wrestler was forced to cut his dreads before a match. And he was crying his eyes out. Like you said, it's just racist. That to me is just racism. That has nothing to do with his hair. That's just being racist. But it's an excuse. You can't have that. Now, I guess that makes sense there. But the second Rachel Dolezal shows up for a photo shoot, I'm like, this bill's no good. What the hell did we do here?
I'd have had the bouncers throw her out. All right, come on. We're trying to do something serious here.
It's Michael Vick for dog reform, O.J. Simpson for murder. You just don't want to see them showing up to any of that stuff. She's not allowed to be at black causes anymore.
I remember in metal class in high school, a couple of guys had to wear the hairnets or had to wear them up. They had longer hair because Zach Rostover got his hair caught in a lathe.
Oh, kind of
scalped him.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Making his bong.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what shop was for. The kids with super long hair to make bongs. And ashtrays for the ones who like the joints. Anyway. Yeah, I would like to see you try to wander in with the Hitler hair and the mustache and say you cannot discriminate against me for my hairstyle choice. This guy's got to get the job or we're in trouble. I don't want to piss him off.
You're not the guy we're looking for here at the Jewish Community Center.
I want to walk here. Shalom.
Shalom back and all, but thanks for your application.
You have to hire him.
You got to.
Well, hey, membership is down.
Look at his
big time the last month.
Resume is awesome. I will admit his resemblance to the Fuhrer is off-putting. Yeah, I know. You, of course you can discriminate against someone's hair. It's not right in a lot of cases, but if somebody's got crazy, we still have to keep it so crazy hair is crazy. Like that. If that's in the bill, then I'll be quiet. Like if you still show up as a lunatic with, you know, again, like Patti LaBelle fans or it's just over the top and you look high maintenance. Like that's a thing about hair, too. Like if a girl came in and she's got high maintenance hair, I know I'm getting a call every she's going to be upset when her hair is not right. Like, you don't want to hire that. Bill Osborne at Tony Romo's, never hire a girl that comes to the interview dolled up. Why? She's going to miss work a lot. Like, why? Because if she doesn't feel good about herself, she's calling in.
Wow.
He's right. Or she's not going to do a good job, or she's going to show up mean. And we made the mistake a couple of times. There was a girl named Ellen who came in beautiful hair. And when she was on ponytail day,
watch out.
Nothing good was happening that day. She had a bad start to her morning. She either woke up late or whatever. Showed up in a ponytail. We're like, oh, God, Ellen's in a ponytail. Limited makeup. Somebody's going to f*** everybody's meal. Always hire a bland woman. He was right. And he was also right because you hire a hot girl and it changes the behavior of the guys and the girls. A girl that's decked out constantly, that looks great all the time, pisses off the girls that can't get it done every day. Workplace environment needs to be, you know, they should have a discrimination against somebody too hot. I can't hire you. You're too hot. Everybody here is going to want to bang you. It's going to make a really uncomfortable. But you can't say that. We've been in the office hallways when there's an interview going on. And like a beautiful woman's in there. All you see is every guy who's never been in this hallway
before. Traffic's busy in the hall.
Just back and forth looking in that room. We're going to hire her. Is she going to get hired? Is she going to have a cubicle downstairs? Where are we going to put her? What are we going to do with the house?
We're going to make some copies over here.
And I've had actual talks with Tripp that say, I can't have that woman in the building. Everybody acts like a goddamn moron. And I'm like, he's right. It would cause trouble. Not just here. But at home for a lot of people. Because God forbid you see the new girl out with your wife. And she sees what you work with.
How come you've never talked about Tammy before?
Oh, she's new.
Oh. Do you work with her pretty closely?
We have a couple of projects we work on.
Is that right?
I've had two or three friends that it was uncomfortable for the wife because their secretary, their assistant.
Smoke show.
Yeah.
You can't have it. Your wife's going to make you
what
fire
What are you doing? Hiring that person?
Don't
She's
hire.
Great at what she does.
Honey. Don't watch Mad Men anymore, please.
You hire a pig as your underling, and you never hire a hot nanny. Those are rules as men. We're men, for God's sakes. You come home, and the nanny's there, and she's, oh, we were in the pool with the kids today.
Is my wife home?
No.
God, I'm going to go jerk off and think about this. We're men.
It was one for three.
What, one guy made it?
Two guys made it, one guy didn't.
Oh, yeah. He had to go in.
Yeah.
He had to taste the goods.
Yeah.
They're going to bang her. She's got a half.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to make a run at it. I'm risking everything. Yeah. So we discriminate about a lot more than just hair. And I understand that. But I would rather somebody I'm about to work for discriminated against me for something stupid before I got to working for them.
Because then you find out you're working for a racist who doesn't want you there. But the law made it so we had to hire you. I don't want to work there. And you find that out the hard way. Now I'm miserable. I got to find another job. But yeah, just go into your job interview normal. Be normal. I know it's not, you know, it's not the time to express yourself. Unless you're going in for some like art position. But if you're just going in to be a banker and you show up and, you know, you look like Colin Kaepernick and you're a woman and you're white, you're not getting the job. You just look insane. Dolezel shows up and I'm like, no.
Why? My hair?
Yeah, that's it. It's your hair, you idiot. No, it's the fact that you were the nation's biggest joke for a couple of years. You know why I know you? It's because you're goofy.
That's the one she doesn't even get past the resume part. No. They see the name, they're like, nope. Right,
that's why they can't put names on resumes anymore. So just Rachel Dolezal wants a job. I can't believe she has the balls to show up to that stuff. I got to tip my cap to that.
I'm going to go to this thing. It's great for us black women.
Still, Rachel? Really? Okay. You know, I've seen your high school yearbook photo. You were white as can be, straight hair. But this is all made up. You kink that hair on purpose.
Nope.
Mm. And you're a liar. You can't have the job here. Dolezal.
Kidding me? That's promoting. Bing, 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 bing,
yeah.
Bing, bing.
It's getting her OnlyFans going. But there was like 18 or 19 black ladies standing behind Katie Hobbs should have been beating up Rachel Dolezal for even setting foot in there and wrecking their movement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who that? Is that Rachel Dolezal? She got a nerve.
Isn't it great that we won't be discriminated against our hair anymore?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You Rachel Dolezal, right? I'm going to bounce you off every wall in this
crack
office.
Crack ass, crack.
Get your crack ass out of here. Kinky ass fake hair. You look like Sideshow Bob.
Great to see you, sisters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, Rachel, how's Tom Willis doing?
if a dude came in with Sideshow Bob's hair, he's not getting the job. That's it. I don't care what color you are. You can't have crazy hair. You can have a big afro. You can't have crazy hair. It should be a law. If you look crazy,
although
you're probably
that,
crazy.
That hair would look pretty good with that hot dog on a stick hat.
Well, I mean, I don't think their hiring practices are.
I don't think they're around anymore.
They'll hire anybody.
Saying like good jobs and stuff. You can get a job at Hot Dog on a Stick as Sideshow Bob.
Not getting a job at a bank or anything.
Hello, Bob. Oh, great. You're Sideshow Bob. And you actually believe you are. I want a job here. I want it now. There's a little boy I need to kill. And if I don't get the job, I know it's because of my hair. Yeah, that's right. That's what, you know, put me in a spot, aren't you? It's a good thing that we have some crazy guy. Einstein hair? Nope. You couldn't, as Einstein, I just think you're a mess. Einstein's one of the smartest people in the world, but I wouldn't have hired him.
Because of his name? That's what it is, huh?
Yep. Uh-huh. Unbelievable.
It's all because of the name.
That's right.
Unless you're hiring for an accounting firm or something, then, you know.
Well, that is true. A genius with numbers and math and all sorts of stuff and science. You show up with that hair and I don't know who you are? All right, who's the loony in the lobby? Oh, he's your 3 o'clock interview. Let's get this over with. Come on in here, Albert. What's with the hair? First question, what are you doing here? Don King showed up, and I didn't know who Don King was, and he wanted a job. I'd be like, do you comb it? What is this?
Well, he started his own business.
Right. He knew his hair was crazy. He did it on purpose. It had nothing to do with him being black. Don King turned out he was crazy. His hair made us think, man, that guy's crazy. And then he'd prove it by talking.
Hell of a promoter.
He's a great promoter. Ask all the fighters how good he was. He didn't have a friend in the business. Anyway, I found it hysterical. And now that Rachel Dolezal was there, I just want to apologize because now it's just useless. But if you weren't hiring people because of their afros, it's because you're racist. It had nothing to do with their coif. Lady comes in as Mo. Yeah, you're right. Like Mo coming in with her pink and green and purple. And that's not like the best foot forward for a regular job. They may not want some green-haired lady standing out front of their business. I don't think a law firm would be tough.
Pretty conservative on that most of the time.
Right. But I think a lot of people just want, you know, professionalism, and sometimes that screams a little bit off the beaten path, and this person might not be reliable. It's unfortunate, but you know who's ruined that? People with green hair. Most of them are, you know, there's very, very few normal ones. Mo's not normal. She knows it. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Everybody should have Brett's hair. Maybe North Korea's on to something. Everybody just calm down about it. You're allowed to have these 10 hairstyles and everything.
I don't think we're having a hair problem.
I don't either. And that's the other thing. I don't think it was that big an issue. Maybe it is. I don't know. I still think it's just racism. I don't think it's hair related. And I'd like to meet the guy that told the woman that called back and said, why didn't I get the job? Well, it's not because you're African-American. It's your hair's just too black. My hair is, yeah, see, I don't mind your skin so much. It's just that hair. I don't know. It made me think of National Geographic or something. I just couldn't look at you and not see the hair first. I don't know what the hell the guy would have told you to make you think it wasn't your race, it was your hair. It's your race. The guy's a racist. There's no law necessary. We already got that. And if they make you cut your hair in high school, I get sent home in high school for breaking the dress code a couple times. I didn't understand it.
Did you?
Yeah. I had a butthole surfer shirt. Thought that would be fun to wear to school. Evidently not. Couldn't wear that. The word butthole put people off. I didn't.
Your faster pussycat shirts were okay?
The faster pussycat shirt I knew not to wear because it had the F word on.
Okay.
We don't have the ability to do that hairstyle here at Men's Hair Club.
And yeah, and toupees.
Because someone would come in like, I want that.
Toupees are the worst. I don't care what color you are. If you're in a toupee and you're lying, and I can tell you're in a toupee, I would never hire you. You're a liar. You have no self-awareness. You're a sneak. I don't trust you around the cash or any of the stuff in the office. You're going to steal everything. Toupee people are crooked. That's not a toupee, is it, Brett?
No. Nope.
It's beautiful. If you're in a toupee right now, free yourself from that stupid little hat. Free yourself. You don't look better. I've never seen a guy in a toupee that I'm like, that works. Great work. And you got to take it off all the time and scare people and don't do it.
You've got that styrofoam bald head on your nightstand.
In your house with a couple other options for days you're feeling sassy. You got the must one that makes it look like you just got done playing 20 minutes of racquetball. Yeah, toupee people are right out. And colorful mohawks, right out. Like if a Native American guy came in and had the full mohawk, I think that was cool.
You give him the pass on?
Maybe. But I mean, he'd have to be pretty Native American. Like maybe even shirtless during the interview. Like just in a buckskin dress.
Walks in with a bow and arrow and everything.
I want him to be super authentic. If you're coming in with a mohawk, I want to see the whole shebang.
Yeah. Thanks for interviewing here at Total Wine. We'll get back to you.
Bow and arrow and a dead rabbit on a rope hanging over his shoulder. I come to be your salesperson for the Merlot. Oh, yeah, of course.
Wine tasting?
Why wouldn't I? Yeah, you're going to do the tasting? I am sommelier. Oh, yeah.
Red or white? Never mind. I didn't ask that question.
What color is your favorite wine? Can I guess?
Can you imagine him going?
I hate you so much right now. You're discriminating against my hair. That's it.
Can you imagine him going in for a job interview with Gilbert Ortega down there?
I want to sell your tchotchkes.
Get out of here! Next thing you know, they're working for 15 minutes, and then they got to dance.
You notice it rained a lot. We had a wedding, and we had hours of dancing. I can't say anything. I can't say a thing. I want you to wear a shirt to work, but at the same time, I don't think I can ask for that. Love the buckskin, though. Killed it last week. Made new outfit. Looks great. Thanks, Dave.
Guy's the real deal.
He's authentic. I like it. Anyway, he's our new CFO. Are we going to eat that rabbit, or is it just for show? No, rabbit for lunch. All right, bag it up. Put it in the fridge. What do you got on the big board of musical treats, you hair-having son of a bitch?
Wake-up song brought to you by our buddies at Action Ride Shop, and like what we've been telling you, March, yeah.
Months.
I'm sorry, I was stroking my hair, running my hair, my fingers through my locks of hair. Excuse me. But March is the month you want to pick up a mountain bike and head on over to Action Ride Shop because it is Factory Santa Cruz sale time. All the Santa Cruz bikes they got in stock are ready to roll. Plus, they got 20% off all winter clothing right now. Check it out online, actionrideshop.com, or just go visit the guys over there on Gilbert Road in Southern.
I talked to Doug Hopkins, TV's Doug Hopkins, yesterday. Yeah. How much are those e-bikes? I'm like, oh, okay. I'm going to help Doug die. So he's going to get himself one of the e-bikes.
Is he really?
I got to hook him up with Josh over at Action Ride Shop. He's like, I just want to ride around out in my by my house. There's a lot of hills. I'm like, okay. Well, that's the end of Doug Hopkins. I don't see that going well.
Maybe you can do that in the next commercial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It'll be like, even though Doug's gone, you can still have your home bought for cash by his team. The Doug Hopkins team lives on.
It's a $2,500 guarantee now. Yeah, they're going to pay for a funeral over here.
To pay for the lawsuit and the funeral. Doug ran out of control in the mountains of the East Valley.
On the list, Deftones, Queensryche, Slayer, Soundgarden, Mastodon, Faith No More, Ice Nine Kills, Avenged, Fear Factory, Tool, and Far Beyond Driven from Pantera turns 29 today.
Stop doing this.
I know. They keep hitting me with it. It's not, you know, so somebody wanted to hear I'm Broken.
That came out in 94.
Yeah. Feel old yet?
No, it's a killer. Crazy. Man, oh man. There's a lady that said you should watch the Rachel Dolezal documentary on Netflix. It's bizarre, but I ended up feeling sorry for her, mostly for her kids. Towards the end of the thing, it's called The Rachel Divide. If you have time to kill, watch that. Have you seen that?
No.
I got to see that. I don't know that I could feel bad for Rachel Dolezal. Maybe her kids for having Rachel Dolezal as a mom. You know?
I think I'd feel bad for her parents, too, a little bit, because she's...
Well, she embarrassed everyone in her family. But the kid, I mean, the parents have... They can move on. And it's probably somewhat their fault. The kids are just forced into this. It's nuts. I'm Broken. It's right. 1994. Came out today in 1994. Pantera. Far Beyond Driven. So this was the one that followed up
Vulgar Display,
which was the monster.
But this one, I think this is the first metal album or something that debuted. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, this is the one that came out.
They changed their hair for this one?
Yeah, that's right. If Bret Michaels showed up with that bandana and that mop, whatever's going on there, you're not hiring him.
Looking for nothing but a good time.
Yeah. All right. What in the world is wrong with your head? Get go, shave that off. Do something. I like Brett. He's a Steelers fan. But if he showed up and I didn't know who he was and he was dressed like Bret Michaels in the interview, he's not getting the job.
I'm sorry we can't handle. We can't hire you because the cancer treatments. It's just not what we're looking for right now. Right.
We don't want you working at Cancer Center of America. The bandana throws people. If Boy George showed up and that tattered rag outfit with the big hat and the hair. Like, I'm discriminating immediately when I see him in the lobby. I'm like, he's not, this is not what I want. This is not who I'm looking for.
No hats allowed.
What are you talking about? I'm like, no, you and whatever that trash outfit you have on, you have to leave. You look like a moron. You're wasting.
You really want to hurt me?
You're wasting my time. Yes, I do. I'm dying to hurt you. You show up dressed.
Are you dedicated? Yes, I'll tumble for you.
Yeah, all right.
I'm
stop
in the
it.
Church That's of the enough. Poison mind right now.
That's enough. It's karma. You're not getting the job.
But I'm capable of looking like anything. I'm okay. You're a chameleon. I get it. Get out.
I know you'll miss me.
No, I won't. That's enough.
You just there's certain
a
ways
lot
you
of
don't.
Songs. There's certain ways. You, I didn't really how good Culture Club was. That's a lot of songs. It's,
I'm out of them. But yeah,
smash it. We just did a best of. You just don't show up to job interviews looking like a crazy. That's it. If you don't look crazy, you're probably going to get the job.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's Metallica right there. Fuel, which, by the way, is like $5 a gallon. What happened to gas? We were talking about
special
it yesterday.
Special blend.
I went home 2 days ago. It was 403 at the station I go to. And then the next morning, it was 441.
It's 20 cents up from last night, this gas station by my house.
By your place.
Yeah.
What'd we do? What'd we do wrong, guys?
I don't know. But
what do we do to your hair is safe.
Hey.
At least your hair is safe enough. In this town.
That is enough.
Something's going on. It's $3.41 in Utah.
Oh, we're crazy.
It was a dollar more here than it was
I don't
want to
hear about
Montana.
Summer blends and stuff. It's 40 cents in 38 hours. Pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so just ride your e-bikes. Go over to that Action Ride Shop and get yourself an e-bike. Watch out for Doug Hopkins. TV's Doug Hopkins will ram right into you. You know, that's another thing if people do that. We're talking about hair. You know, people say don't discriminate against hair. Poor Doug Hopkins. Every email I get, what's going on with your boy's hair? This dog's got that wispy, crazy hair. He can't help he's got a baby's head of hair. Quit discriminating against it. What's going on with your boy's hair?
Super soft.
Oh, it's so soft. You should feel it against your chest. Because I have, and it's nice.
You should have sent Rachel over to his house.
Exactly.
You know, he should have been up there with him.
Crimp it out.
Yeah.
Doug sell Rachel a house?
Oh, Doug would sell anybody a house.
Okay.
He'd buy her house for cash. He'd make a fair offer. He didn't care. He didn't care who it is. You know what? Everybody's green to Doug, and that's the way it should be. You're green, and he's green. That's it. We're making a business transaction. I don't care what color you are. Let's make this work for everybody.
But that hair, for God's sake.
Wispy-ass hair. I always tell Doug he should shave his head. He's worried about how, if it's lumpy. And then he shaved it, and it looked great. I don't think he likes being bald. His hair is soft.
Isn't
it's
it
so
a transition
soft.
To get used to?
His hair?
Well, when you go bald, isn't it like you got to like adjust to it?
No.
No? Okay.
You embrace it or you're crazy.
Okay.
It's enough to drive you mad. You can't help it. You just realize one day. Brady still dealt with it for 2 minutes. You had a transition.
If I could grow a comb over, I would have. But it's just, what? I tried the mohawk.
Would
yeah,
you
I just
have
thought
a comb over for real?
Not
like if it wasn't for
like
the ridicule
legit,
for me.
As a joke, I would have done it.
You think? Because your
it'd
dad?
Take forever.
Does your brother?
No.
He doesn't comb over at all, right?
He was a chrome dome early.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you would like trying to save it. You did try to save it for a while thinking you had it, but yeah, it wasn't a comb.
But Tort's not, though, right? Tort's still got hair, doesn't he?
No, just no. On the, you know, no,
he's
we
got
all
the sides.
Oh,
he's
got sides. Okay.
He's bald.
Maybe I've seen him in a hat every time. He's
male pattern baldness. Shut up, Brett.
Yeah, no, now it's just floss.
Conspicuously yeah, sad right now, yeah.
He's got that bird molting floss. Hair. Yeah, so stop talking about discrimination when you talk about Doug's hair. Man's a saint. He's a legend in this town. And you run your fingers through that glorious head of soft Doug Hopkins hair. Alabaster. She's like Rapunzel with no length. Rapunzel with a crew cut, that's what I call him. Gold coming out of that thing. It is Wednesday, and it is time now for your Brady Report. And that means it's Wings Day. And Hooters is coming hard with two specials to choose from. They're never going to change that, I guess. Buy 20 wings, get 10 free, dine-in or takeout, or get all-you-can-eat wings for just $20.99, and that's when you eat there. It's Wings Day, Wednesday, only at Hooters. And again, I remind you from the first line in the ad, they're coming hard. I don't know what that means.
Who wrote that?
I think Ben. I think Ben writes those. But thank you, Hooters. Now, Brady, report it.
Good
and
Wednesday
I want you
morning,
to come hard.
Oh. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Goof Off Day.
That from the podcast.
Hey, it's Goof Off Day.
It's every day here.
I was going to say, we celebrate that way too much.
Couple of baseless fun facts. Dog the Bounty Hunter met his late wife, Beth Chapman, in 1986 when he posted her bond after she shoplifted a lemon.
Oh. I know where she hid it.
Thank you. Everybody,
everybody knows where she hid it.
How many lemons is the question?
A tree.
Q-tips were originally called?
Cotton swabs. Oh, no, we've said this before. What the hell was it? It was something, pinky, or what the hell were they? Dickies or something like that?
Baby gays.
Baby gays. Oh, that's right. They had a gay name.
Oh, jeez.
Pinky twinks or something like that. I don't remember what it was.
Something in there.
Baby gays. That's right.
When The Shining first came out in 1980, it got mixed reviews, no Oscar nominations, and two nominations at the first Razzie Awards.
It's not a great movie. It's just a great performance. It's too long.
Champagne corks kill around 24 people a year, meaning they cause more death than sharks.
And let me be the first to say, good. Thank you, Darwin. If a champagne cork kills you, it's your time to get off the planet. Died by cork. Imagine, you weren't going to make it.
I just imagine you being present at one of those, and then you're unlucky twice because you died by cork, and then John Holmberg.
Oh, and then I saw it. I'm like, wow. Especially if you do it by self-corking. Like, if somebody else corks you, it's unfortunate. Like, you get hit in the temple because a dude aimed the bottle at your face.
Drive by corking.
If you die by self-cork, if you're popping the champagne and kill yourself, I want you off my planet anyway. How did your brother die? Oh, it was a terrible incident. He was popping champagne and the cork blew his head off. You Kennedy'd with champagne? How did you do that? It's not funny. It's hilarious. Are you kidding? Enjoy this. We all die. At least he's got a story.
We might have done this one before, but there's a word for putting makeup on your face.
Whoring?
Farding.
Farding with a D.
Yeah, with a D.
Farding.
To fard. The top words we can't spell according to Google searches.
Vacuum.
Not on there.
No kidding. I still struggle.
Restaurant.
Well, there's a U in it.
Yep. Pneumonia.
There's a P in it.
Pneumonia.
And EU.
Aluminum.
Yeah, and then you got the EU. That does screw people up.
Receipt. Appreciate.
Appreciate gets people?
Yeah.
Why?
On the search is beautiful.
Beautiful's a tough one. You mess
niece.
Up too many vowels in a row.
The IE.
Niece?
Yeah, niece gets people, I guess.
I before E, except after C, in cases. That, and the other thing is, unless it's, what is the N sound? There's a sound, too. I just learned that one off The Simpsons. I before E, except after C, unless the sound is
Bougie.
I don't think that's a word, anyway.
I don't either.
Let me try. Is it B-O-U-G-I-E?
Yep.
Okay. Then I do know how to spell it.
Buggy.
Baugi.
What difference does it make anymore? Our phone corrects it every time, so.
You don't have to spell anymore.
Diarrhea.
I can't spell that.
I don't even think about that.
D-I-A-R-H-R-E-A. No, no.
R-R.
H-E-A?
H-E-A.
Yeah, you put the H in the wrong spot, too.
51% of pet owners think they could sell merch of their pet to other people.
It's like people with kids. They think theirs is the best.
You have a three-legged dog. You could definitely sell merch.
Plenty of three-legged dogs.
36% of pet owners have set up dedicated social media accounts to their pets.
Yeah. Everybody thinks their dog's the cutest dog in the world. Everybody thinks their kid's the cutest kid in the world. And you're all wrong.
25% of them said they would consider getting a tattoo of their current pet.
I've thought of that. The only tattoo I'd get is the list of dogs I've had. Like down my
back.
And then just scratch them off and put a date next to it.
What's that number at? 40?
It's heavy. No, it's not that high. But since I was a kid, we're pushing 20. I got a little mausoleum growing in my house. Like little ash boxes. Little, you know, it's a shelf that's full. I got to put another shelf up when the next few go. They're worth it, but man, it gets tougher every time.
The ex-wife didn't get to take any with her.
No, God, no. Right. She didn't get any of the. None of them were dead by the time. We weren't together long enough to kill one.
People won't stop stealing silverware from work. It's become a problem as more companies are going green, not stocking the plastic utensils. So people walk off with them by mistake or on purpose.
They're putting real silver down?
Yeah.
At work kitchens? Do we have that?
It's going to happen soon. Yeah, already replaced our plastic or our styrofoam cups.
Yeah, we can't have styrofoam cups anymore.
Yeah, that was our Christmas present, remember?
Yeah, it's only a matter if we're going to get a cup full of
we already got a mug.
We'll get silverware next year, yeah.
They're giving us our own. You got to wash out your own begging tin to have a glass of water here.
Alms.
Yeah, alms.
Alms.
This 39-year-old dude in Florida, Ortelio Alfonso, was arrested last Friday when police responded to a residence after a 911 hang-up. When they arrived, they found a woman with pizza sauce across the left side of her face.
Brett?
Well, I had
and
nothing
all
to do
over
with
her
it.
Shirt.
She should
report
listened.
Says there is also remnants of pizza in her hair and ear area. Ortelio admitted to slapping his wife with a slice of pizza.
Shouldn't have to tell her twice.
He hit her with pizza?
Yeah, during an argument about disciplining their son.
Cat's walking around the house acting like a baby, like a little woman. You don't want to get a big piece of pie across your face. Go and discipline our boy.
Here's our dealio.
Oh, man.
I look at you, all I want to do is smack you across the face with this disgusting pie. You didn't roll the dough. You ordered this. This is DiGiorno. I know the difference.
I wouldn't hire him.
Self-rising crust.
How dare you order double stuffed crust. What is this, Oreos?
Hair discrimination.
Oh, no, there's discrimination. I'm looking at that guy thinking he hits people with pizza. That's racist, but I'm looking at him going, this guy's definitely throwing a pizza.
You call this a meatball? This is clearly frozen. I don't eat frozen foods. I want it authentic. You go discipline the boy for making a DiGiorno in my oven. Or you're going to get a face full of it.
Please don't hit me. Please, Godfather.
Get this DiGiorno out of my house, or everybody's gonna pay.
Nobody out pizzas Ortelio.
What is this box here? This is Pizza Hut. What is this? Wait, what run this is? Is this coming out of house? Is this a mistake?
I'll give you Detroit.
All right, no, I want a Detroit pizza either. Detroit's known for two things, cars and crime, not pizza. Very affordable housing, too, but that's a different story.
He hit her with a pizza. That is so Vesely.
New York slice.
That is so Vesely.
You have to tell her twice.
Can we get Medea on the phone?
Is that
right
what
now?
Is that what you guys mean by you want a fresh one?
Yeah.
You want a fresh slice?
The CEO of Porsche.
I very much enjoyed the fresh one joke. I very much enjoyed that.
Sorry, I had to laugh.
Wolfgang Porsche has filed for divorce from Claudia Porsche, saying he cannot stand her dementia anymore.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's reasonable.
It's like, you're out of here.
This is not what he signed up for.
Oh, he kicked her out with dementia?
he's like, I can't tolerate the dementia
his own
anymore.
Silver alert?
He's got enough
Let's
money.
Get to the real, yeah, $20
billion. Yeah, he don't
$18
care.
Billion American.
Oh, wait, is he the guy from Porsche?
Yeah.
He's old.
Wolfgang.
Oh, yeah,
Porsche.
He's the one.
Wolfgang
oh.
don't care.
I don't know about that.
Boot her out.
Yeah. They,
how dare
she's
she get dementia?
He's moving a 22-year-old in.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've been together since 2007 and married in 2019. And he's like, yeah, I didn't. It was a good run.
If it was my wife and I was Wolfgang Porsche, I'd have hit her in the face with a sausage and some kraut.
She wouldn't remember this.
This old broad isn't going to tell the police any tales. She's going to forget what just happened to her. She's going to wonder why she's covered in kraut. Wolfgang. Yeah, so that's what Wolfgang would hit with. He's a German, I assume. You smash her in the face with a regional dish.
A knockwurst.
Yeah, hit her with a knockwurst. Brady's right. Go to the Wiener Schnitzel, for God's sake. Hit your wife. Wolfgang Porsche, you're the dementia lady. What's he
divorcing? I can't stand it.
By the way, why are you divorcing a dementia lady? Just cheat on her. She doesn't know.
Have you met my new girlfriend?
She goes through your phone. She's not even going to remember why she started. You can introduce her to the girlfriend every day. She can actually watch you have sex and then the next day not remember. It's the best marriage ever. I wish my wife had dementia. She wouldn't have talked about the pizza incident.
I'll leave her enough money. She can go away peacefully.
I didn't know that Wolfgang Porsche was... That's got to be son of the guy who invented it.
Oh, yeah.
Or grandson, maybe.
Probably grandson.
But his wife's got the dementia, and he ain't putting on...
I can't take it anymore.
I don't play that. Take that, ladies. They're always so nice to us when we're going. You never get the billionaire woman that leaves husband for dementia. You got Newt Gingrich.
Let's be honest here, man. I can't stand it.
Look, this is... It's hard to talk to you.
There's no talking.
I mean, marriage is all about communication, and you've got socks on your ears. You think you're a teapot.
For years, I thought no talking would be great.
Also, ladies with dementia are very good at blowjobs. They just don't know.
She bites.
Imagine what you could do to her with dementia. She might nibble a little bit, but sometimes that's pleasurable. I don't know why your face is covered with all that stuff. It looks like you some melted ice cream. Maybe
you run into a pizza.
Go wash up.
Sorry, I'm knockwurst.
Now it's time for Don Corleone's marital advice column.
Oh, let's do this every week. Yeah. Oh my God!
Call him with your troubles, your struggles.
It would be the quickest segment.
The fresh one.
Your name is Josh Rubenstein. Hit her with a bagel. Find a regional dish and smash her in the face with it. It's the only way they listen. It's the only way a woman will mind you. Brady, what's your nationality?
Irish.
You're Irish, okay.
Smack her with some cabbage.
With some cabbage. Ronnie should be covered in cabbage pretty much at least twice a week.
Big slice
Come
of corn.
Toledo,
beef.
I would ask Come you, on. You have it's no muddy. Idea what your heritage is.
No.
What if DeAndre walks in?
DeAndre Ayton?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hit her with a tiger leg.
Jamaican?
Oh, yeah, he's Jamaican. I thought it's Africa. My mistake.
You did that for him.
I did it early for him. That's why he was asking. Jerk chicken. Of course you go with the jerk chicken. Of course, I don't know why I was asking. DeAndre looks black to me. I forgot about Jamaica.
He looks
And by
black?
The way, he's not Jamaican. He's Bahamanian.
Oh, that's right.
He's from the Bahamas. What do they serve there?
Don Corleone, I can get you a tiger leg at 2 p.m.
Give me a couple tiger legs. So the.
I think you're right with the jerk chicken still.
Jerk chicken is Jamaican.
It's Caribbean.
Bahamas is...
Bahamanian.
Is it hit it with a coconut? I don't know. I don't know what they serve. Mango? Smash you in the face with a mango. I don't know what you want from me.
Take the whole.
What am I, an atlas? I don't know. How the f*** you guys expect me to do my job?
Napoleon, great advice.
Throw me these types of curveballs. I forgot. I apologize to the Aiden family. Lion leg would have been appropriate for someone else. You guys go ahead and mango each other to death. That's where the term came from, the Hawaiian punch. You know? Well, Hawaiian ladies weren't
really?
Listening. Oh, yeah. Smash her in the face with a coconut.
Little known fact.
That's why that happened. The ladies weren't listening, and the little guy gave her a smack with a coconut. And the blood made a nice flavor.
Good kid.
The cook kid's a smart
Hawaiian
young man.
Punch kid.
You know what he was? He was obeyed. He was admired.
He was an earner.
He was an earner. He created his own company. People have forgotten about Hawaiian punch. Kid had it together. Anyway, I don't know how this got going, but I like it.
Let's get to some radio videos.
All right.
This is,
Let's do more Don Corleone.
Yeah, no, we can't. Don Corleone's married to those guys. It'll wear thin mighty quick. I'm from Canada.
Hit her in the face with some syrup. Next.
Poutine. This is from the story yesterday about the coyote, the kid getting...
Oh, yeah,
over here, the
liar.
Well, someone sent
this
video over. I don't know if we've seen this one before. I don't think we have.
Coyote eating a baby?
It's a coyote dragging a kid a little bit.
What?
Is the parent asleep on the park bench?
No, they're coming out of the...
the cans on the nanny
car.
Next to him.
Hey, look at him getting out of the car. What the... All right. Is this here? Oh.
Oh, that's afterwards. He picked up the baby. So you got to start it over again.
Gotta wait for it to reset.
Okay. Oh, so the coyote was like, they surprised the coyote. It wasn't the other way around.
I think the kid might have gone out there to try to pet the coyote.
Well, the car door's open.
Know.
So there's a coyote in the front yard, and they pop out of their car. Well,
I'd throw that broad at the coyote.
The coyote is right there. Yeah. The coyote's right there.
Watch.
All right, here
it
we go.
Goes
you
about
basically
10
stepped,
feet with the kid.
You stepped on the coyote.
There, he's grabbed him.
All right.
There, grabs by the leg and starts trying to
climb. Get him! Oh, and then he ran off. Nothing happened. Big deal. You got stray coyote in your neighborhood and you scared it.
That guy doesn't have to lie. He's got the ring camera.
Right. No, this one doesn't have to go in the news and say it didn't happen. Was that a man screaming like that?
That
was his wife, maybe. Okay.
Thank God.
I'd have thrown her in the coyote for that annoying.
Or Don Corleone.
What do you mean, maybe? That was a man. The best thing that ever happened to that kid would be eaten by wildlife if your father screams like that, because you got no chance.
This is a slow motion kiss the street.
Oh, no. On a bicycle.
Yeah.
This is Doug Hopkins' first day on the e-bike. Oh, he's trying to jump a barrier. Back tire's not quite making it. Front tire's down.
Oh.
He's over
oh,
the top
oh.
face. Hands break.
Oh! And smear.
Oh, and there's a good 10-foot slide on the face. The thing that's crazy is he does get his hands down to break the fall, but he's not strong enough to keep the momentum of his 130-pound body from...
Good plug for U-Haul, 1995.
Great, yeah, it's a good price for that van that he just crashed into.
Wow. With all the flooding going on, it's a good time to maybe whitewater raft. Here's
Again,
some.
This is how the Verde Valley people are going to the Walmart.
Yeah, this is how the go getters get
Verde Adventures.
The water.
Yeah, get them now.
It's got an inflatable raft
beleza.
Filled with Mormons.
Hi.
Galera, 1, 2, 3, raft radical, beleza?
Oh, they got it.
1, 2, 3.
West Side's flooding?
There we go.
They're jumping into the creek. Oh, it doesn't make it. Everybody's out.
The guy in the back knew, except the guy.
Beleza.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, they hate Americans so much. They're pushing a family of white people into the ocean. That's good stuff. Yeah, the guide jumps, he hangs on. That's smart.
Nope, I've been this early before.
Good stuff.
Next one's a dude on a bike. Did not see the
scooter. Not
a bike.
Is it
a scooter? Okay.
Okay.
On the fence.
He doesn't see the fence? Oh, Jesus, God, no.
Oh!
That speed.
Full speed into one of those arm barriers. It's just an arm across the
road.
How
do you not see that?
Yeah, how does he not see that? It's you.
Oh, my. How does he miss that? Is that him breathing with his
wind so.
That's his, that little noise you hear at the end is his death gurgle. All right.
There, the last one is a flabalanche.
A fat person falling downstairs at a stadium.
Yeah, right. I mean this.
Oh, fat lady going down. Oh my goodness.
That's Ralphie.
Oh, that's a big one. And it's, of course.
That's a slab hit.
Oh, I mean, man. How in the world did that start?
Man. Yeah, I was wondering if it was a fight. Did the guy push just, him? I think he just stumbled.
Throwing himself down the stairs.
Because he's from Philly.
Yeah, because he got some
hair. Say that or a Packers fan.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
It does look like Eagles.
I need water.
I think there's Eagles stuff.
He slipped on frozen water. Get Eagles. Still a moron.
Jesus, pull your pants up, pig.
They had too much whiz.
Oh, man.
Too much whiz.
Too much whiz.
I guarantee you they're like, fans, last call for whiz and beer.
Oh, my God. We got to go.
We need some Mighty Seal.
Need some whiz and some water. We're the worst city in America.
All right, what do you got?
I'm mild today.
Okay.
Good. I'm mild today.
The guy just said, Don Provolone got me. I had to pull over. Don Provolone's funnier than any of it.
This one's titled, Why Face So Flat?
Oh, no.
No. Can we play this?
Oh, no.
I'm filming
it. Okay. Yes! Dude doing a backflip off the side of a pool, and he and his face lands on the side of the pool. Oh, man.
Ouch.
Fat people shouldn't be doing backflips like that.
And now they're even titling some of these videos. This one's A Night with Toledo.
Is this driving?
I swear to God, that's what it's titled.
Video. Oh, my God. That last one was horrible.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
No, I'm not even straight now.
Lisa, more. More, Lisa.
It's a naked lady smashing a guy in the balls with a wiffle bat. I'm not so sure that's a wiffle bat.
I don't think so. That looks aluminum. That's aluminum on the tip.
No, that's like...
It's a Little League bat.
That's, yeah.
You can hear it ringing.
That's an Easton.
Oh, and this uncircumcised... Oh, he's just taking shots.
Uncut dong is taking shots. Oh.
Oh.
Yikes.
Now our honeymoon is not going well.
Toledo, that U-turn was all right.
That's punishment.
Get you going.
Should have let the kid drive.
Yeah.
Should have let the kid drive.
And then...
Man, that's tough to watch.
Talking about the fat people falling at the game there. Here's
another one.
Here's another one.
Oh, it's a big lady just did a backflip into splits. And then another one.
Oh, another one tries it. And
she killed a small white one. Oh, no, that's another. That's just a really skinny lady. So the big fat Lizzo does the splits. Very impressive.
Where did the other one? Oh,
and then one just comes off of just falls out of a spaceship and crushes another one. It's just raining fats. Just raining fats down on other fats.
Just crushed wishbone.
Oh, that, and the best thing they can do is move around. Her spine isn't disconnected at all.
Oh, look at that. What are you thinking?
How did that
turn into a fight?
How did that turn into a fight?
I don't think I got any sound. She just... Good. Dropped on her daughter.
Man, the Source Awards went crazy that year. You don't just jump in on those splits things when you're that big. You can kill someone. Ugh. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Pretty mild.
Let me hear that.
I told you.
Let me hear that bat again.
Oh, the Night of Toledo.
You just want to hear it?
I want to hear the zinging of the aluminum.
Oh, yeah, it's got a good tone.
Wow. Ow.
Maybe use that in yoga class.
How many hits?
All right, let's watch it again.
Yeah. We're seeing. All right, let's count them out. One. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven, eight. Nine times. Nine before he reacts.
I mean, she's...
She's okay. She's a good looking lady.
But she's swinging for defenses.
Honey, that's your personal best.
She was swinging like Mike Trout last night trying to get that last pitch out. Oh, my God.
What's the record, Toledo?
Nine. Don't say any more. Nine. We witnessed the record. Don't go for it. It's unbreakable. It's Joe DiMaggio's streak. It's never going to get to Cy Young's wins. Wow. I want to go home so bad.
Give that a whirl?
Yeah, that has got me excited.
Hey, Megan.
Get the bat. We're going to start with a golf club shaft, and we'll work our way up. There you go. I'm going to throw up. It's 98.
Homburg's Morning Sickness. 98. KUPD. Homburg's Morning Sickness.
Beautiful thing. It's glorious, and we're lucky to have him. He's making the rounds for his birthday today. It's a gift. He's an old man. You have to respect the fact he's an old man. He's got a TV show that's been wildly successful. He's
700 Club.
Oh, been on TV for years. But he's here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, now let's just, without further ado, 93 years ago today, the world and the Lord brought us Pat Robertson. Come on in, Pat.
Welcome, birthday boy.
Pat.
What an uplifting soul.
The tabernacle
is absolutely. Hello, Brady.
God bless you, Pat.
How are you today, Brady Hogan? That's good to see you, my friend. Brett.
How you doing, Pat?
Please don't touch anything.
What the?
You're good people, but you're good at a distance.
I made you a cake.
I know, and I'm not going to eat it. It's probably filled with crime and oils that I don't understand. You're too olive-colored for my taste. But the Lord loves you deep down because you're from the... From where the Vatican is, and that's good.
Toledo got you an aluminum baseball bat for your birthday.
I was listening to show this morning, and I heard that. That's just horrifying what you guys... And then you play a song from a band named Tool. I mean, what's the world come to that it needs to come to an end, I think, right about now, because we got band names after genitalia. Is that what we're into now? It's
all
a rumor.
Satanic, aren't
you? Y'all look normal, but you're evidently all just worshiping at the altar of dicks. I mean, what is going on with you and your homosexual tendencies, Brady? Swinking about the planet, making God mad, and I don't know why you're still here, Brady. You seem like a decent person. I heard what you were saying also about the ladies being kept in line, and I couldn't agree more. Sometimes you just got to give them a good whack.
What do you recommend?
Well, what I recommend is a good Bible thunk to the back of the head. Maybe some
Bible?
They hit them in the head with a Bible. Maybe some of it'll sink in, and you can do that. You
Don't
know?
You think a pizza's a little softer?
And you stuff wafers in their mouth. Lord Christ,
communion wafers.
Yeah, communion wafers. You have those handy for when she gets a little lippy. You know, I mean, I don't understand what the world's doing. It's just be common sense, Brett. Where's the vomit button on my keyboard for every time I watch gays kiss on my Netflix? I mean, where's that? I got a thumbs up and a thumbs down. Where's my puke button? I don't know. And I listened to your Brady report earlier as well about the Porsche gentleman whose wife has dementia. I mean, I've said it once, I'll say it again. If you have a wife with Alzheimer's, you should remarry and just start over. That's just the way it should work. You give your wife a good smack with some unleavened bread. What the Lord intended. Why they have rights is beyond me. When I was a boy...
Obey your husband.
That's what it's all about. The book says, what in the world? We give them rights and they run wild with them. And the next thing you know, men want to be women. And it just... Everything's so gosh darn gay, Brett. You probably had a wiener in your hand or two.
Only mine.
You're modern.
Only mine.
I gotta warn you, though. I'll tell you what. You keep dressing up like the lady. Now, most of you are going to hell. I mean, let's be honest, Brady. And that's not because you're terrible Christians. It's because you cavort around with the people of color, and I hate that. I hate seeing it. I don't like looking at it. I don't like being around it. It's terrifying to me, and I don't understand why everybody wants to mix up.
You're a big hair guy.
Yes, I like a nice coif.
What?
I don't mean it's a coif. I said coif. Now, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Man.
you can't get a word out without some pervert talking about lady front farts.
Twisting words.
You're twisting my letters, Brady. Anyway, we'll see you in hell. I know that's where you'll be, Brett. With your quaff jokes. Lady front farts are God's abomination. That's to push you away from her sewer.
Didn't God create them, though?
Yes, as a deterrent for you putting your face in it. What's wrong with you guys? Wouldn't happen to me. It's not something I'd ever do. It's disgusting. I'd sooner lick Brett's head.
Do it.
Woo.
Do it.
There's less hair than what I'm used to.
You okay using our bathrooms today? No problems?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just pour out what's in there and reapply a new diaper.
You get yellow-handed.
It's here. Squishy.
Yeah, it's painful for the ladies to hear this, but if you get married, you've accepted the headship of a man. Your husband, Christ is the head of the household. The husband is the head of the wife. It's the way it needs to be, period. I don't know why they get all these feelings about needs and wants and words.
You don't have any needs or wants,
no,
Matt?
No, God, I have plenty.
God?
No, but listen. See, you don't even know what a gender is. I said a man's in charge. They have needs. What's a woman talking for? 93-year-old person has good advice for you. 700 Club today, we'll talk about that. I mean, what? God created pubic hair, and you people can't wait to get it off your bodies at breakneck speeds, shaving your pubes. You're not supposed to eat
hair. Is that blasphemy?
It's blasphemy, Brady, because now it makes it so it's a clean plate and people think they should put their mouth there. If somebody served you a plate covered in hair, you wouldn't eat it. And that was what God intended when he put hair on it. Didn't stop you. Now you're doing Rumble in the Jungle every Friday night over there.
Now that's some fun.
No, Brady.
Whoa.
When God put hair there, you're not supposed to stick your tongue on it. See you in hell.
I got you now.
I don't know why you're so against fun.
Because God hates it.
He does hate it.
He's put an end to it, and you people just as Sodom and Gomorrah around here with all that. Anyway, it's my birthday. I'd rather focus on nice things, Brady.
Did you get some nice gifts?
Not all these queers. I was down the hall. I saw your other station. What's going on in this building? It's it's hell in here. It's just not on fire. That's why your air conditioner's working overtime. It's got hell down the hallway. What'd you ask me?
Did you get some good presents?
Oh, I got great presents. I got a stick. A big 20-foot stick.
Wow.
Yeah, from good friends of mine, and it says black away on the side. It's to poke away people of color. Oh. Yes, it's my favorite present I've ever gotten. I also have one called Twink Away. It's 69 feet long. And I want them in a good long distance.
Brett wants you in every morning.
Brett and I have a lot in common, except for the gay thing. He's tolerant. I mean, you know, you make deals with the devil, you live with it. That's it.
You put him in an all-day-Z shirt.
Brady wrote me a note I don't understand. What does that mean?
The angel.
Oh, Moroni. You spelled it wrong. That says Moroni like macaroni.
Well, of course it does.
I don't know what you were saying. Maybe that is how you spell it. I don't know. But basically, it just said, Moroni. It's what Brady wants to say, and he uses me as his conduit.
I think it's Moroni.
Moroni, yeah. That's it. Anyway, well, happy birthday to me. I have a game I'd like to play. Old people trivia. Things that you should know as a young man. If you get a few of them right, we'll give you tickets to the thing. Or a woman, I suppose, if they're allowed to use the phone, you can let them in. But let the twink parade begin on the line first. Right. J.D.
There's twink number one.
J.D., are you there? Hello? J.D.? No. Hi.
Howdy.
Hi, J.D. Now, you're probably going to hell, but why would you assume you would get into heaven? What makes you decent?
I've never had sex with a dude.
There's a good start.
He's pure, Pat.
That's what you've done in your life that you consider numero uno good deed.
That surprises me.
Absolutely.
Heaven, that's right. Never had sex with a man, so you're in. That's good. That's a good thing. Are you going to keep that streak alive, or do you got intentions?
Hey, man, I don't know. Dementia might get me.
It's true. You get that dementia, you're out of control. Next thing you know, you're underneath a fella. Or on top of one. Humping away.
Hey, man, his aunt. You got to be fat, though.
All right. Now you're just making me sick. All right, let's give you a couple questions. Are you ready? All right, here we go.
Sir.
Good luck to you. I like that. Now turn your radio down a little bit. I hear myself. I'm going to get dementia.
Hold on.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
All right. What color is a giraffe's tongue?
Black.
I would accept blue or black. I can't tell the difference anyway.
Oh, depends on the lighting.
Blue, black, all those colors of darkness make me run the other way. All right, what? It's fact, J.D. All right, what country has the most vending machines per capita?
Japan.
You're absolutely right. Boy, it's a fact.
Yeah?
Yeah, how about that? How did you do that? Have you been with one of the Yellas before? You must have had a Yella in your life that told you that information at one point.
Yeah, but they had the sex change, so it wasn't a dude no more.
You're disgusting. All right. What was the, for the win, you're doing well. What was the very first toy ever advertised on TV? Was it a Slinky, a Mr. Potato Head, the game Monopoly, or was it just Sticks?
Dude, I'm going with Sticks.
Sticks were advertised as toys is incorrect. Kids, look.
Different time.
Sticks. Get some today. No, of course. But no different, though. I read a story. Sorry, J.D., you're going to go home now. Nothing. I tell you what, I saw a story about Mr. Potato Head on the news the other day where a bunch of twinks were stuffing them inside each other.
What?
Yes. Horrible what you people are doing out there.
Shoving spuds where?
Spuds and butts, Brady. Spuds and butts. It's a good band name. Thunder Horse is on the line.
All right.
That Thunder Horse of how?
Howdy.
No. How are you this morning, Thunder Horse?
I'm very black.
Are you very black this morning? So, what are you doing awake?
Good one, Pat.
Thank you very much.
I'm getting an early start today.
On crime? Is it because the sun's not out?
Well, I gotta get some watermelon smoothie first.
All right.
It's late.
And you can't be more than me. This is Brett's staged phone call from Thunder Horse.
You just made Brett's day.
You're friends with the show. We've met you. You are a man of color who has a name of a savage. And that's all right.
Well, that's two, yes.
That's right. Because over the phone, I'm tolerant of you. In a room, I'm calling the police.
Well, in the room, I might be taking your woman to the bathroom.
I doubt it. Let's talk about your janitorial work. Where are you cleaning up today?
I will actually be cleaning up the city of Tempe. It's a dump.
Yeah. Well, it is a bit of a dump. They let that college run crazy, and it got super gay, and that's a problem. But that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck cleaning that up. You know, people. When I was born, you were only free for 45 years. Pretty true.
Well, really, 3/5 of a man.
You what?
He was only 3/5 of a man.
That's right. That's right. Self-awareness is important.
That's right.
That's right.
That's not right.
That is right. Look at the paper. No. That's 100% correct.
Things have changed.
Have they?
They have.
They got the other 2/5, what, in the lottery?
Not all of it, but.
Yeah, just recently I was finally able to get a bank account.
Oh, good for you. Too bad there's nothing in it. More than likely had an account at the Silicon Valley Bank, and that's why they went under.
You're darn skippy.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm sure you make everybody in the bank comfortable when you come in to make a deposit.
I do, with my hood on and everything.
Of course. All right. What's a baby owl called?
A BBL?
No. Not an Ebonics bird. A baby owl. BBL. Oh. Yeah, all right. What is BBL? I'll give you a new question. What the hell is BBL?
A big, beautiful lady.
It can be that or a Brazilian butt lift. We'll take both.
There you go.
Now, to my original question, a whole lot different than what you heard. What is a baby owl called? Is it called a fawn, a crestling, an owlet, or a bird?
Let's go with owlet.
Owlet is correct, Thunder Horse. Well done.
Very wise.
Well done. I'm proud of you. I like that you can answer questions in English. All right.
Yeah, I quit using Ebonics last year.
I didn't understand a word of that. That was just bells and whistles. You might as well have been a rap song right there. That was just gone for me. It was like you were in the room. I was not listening. All right, here we go. What is the longest running TV variety show? And I'll give you a hint. It's out of Mexico, and it translates to Giant Saturday.
Sábado Gigante.
That's right. I knew you'd know that one. I knew you'd know that one. Because usually your rival gangs are shouting something, and you have to learn their language. All right, here we go.
Yep, forget the kilos.
Who invented the word vomit? A famous author invented it. Very famous. Probably the most famous of all.
Do I get a hint on this one?
Sure. He was an author, and he's super duper famous. Most all famous right, of all.
Is he straight?
You know what? I would say no to that. He wrote a lot of Twinkie plays.
He wore tights.
He wore tights. Brett, there's a good hint. He was a tight wearing Twinkie type.
Was it Fruity Pants Shakespeare?
It was Fruity Pants Shakespeare. Correct. Well done. That twink invented the word vomit.
Did not know that.
Right. And then the twinks perfected it by making me do it every time they open their gobs.
The three?
That's three. He's going right, somewhere. Wins. Good for him. Congratulations, Thunder Horse. That's called reparations, Brady. We gave him easy questions because we knew he couldn't take the tough ones. He'd have struggled with it. You try to ask him about baby owl, he thinks about a big black lady's bottom.
You like that?
Uh-uh. No? It's going to make me invent the word vomit. What would I like about that?
I don't know. My dad likes it.
Your dad likes a big black lady's bottom? Is that right? Because it's where poop happens, and that's disgusting. Anyway, I don't want to play anymore. I'm very old.
You're done?
I think so.
We got a party still, Pat.
I got a party. It starts soon. Brady, do you know what PhD stands for?
Papa has dough.
That's exactly right. It's because your daddy bought your degree. No, that's not it. Anyway, I'm just going to go. Do you know what the twinks in France, what color their toilet paper is? This is a God's honest truth. You know what color toilet paper is in France?
It's light blue.
No, it's pink.
You know what? I never
noticed. That's exactly why they're flitting around in their loafers so floaty-like. How in the world do they know when the toilet paper's pink, that there's blood back there? There's got to be on a regular. I'm telling you, that's what God gives you warnings.
Come on, Pat.
Question it all you want. That's an actual quote of mine, by the way. Now, fruity frogs use pink toilet paper. I've said it before. I say it again. The crazy part is, a lot of the things I've said today are from direct quotes of Pat Robertson on a website. You can't guess what's real and what's not, but a lot of them are what I've actually said.
I believe you, Pat.
For instance, the 2010 Haiti earthquake prompted me to say this. They're under the heel of the French, Napoleon III and whatever. They got together and swore a pact to the devil. Said, we'll serve you if you get free from the prince. True story. And God said, well, if they make a deal with the devil, I'll crush them in 2010 with hurricanes and such. And I did that, and poverty and AIDS. And that's why they have that, Brady. Also, I warned Disney World that if they allowed gays in, to remind them that they're in Hurricane Alley, God will devastate the Disney.
How much longer do we have, Pat?
With me?
No, just the world.
Oh. Hopefully not much longer, Bray, because it's getting ruined pretty regularly by people who don't look like you and I. And don't believe the things you and I believe.
You got your show to do today.
That's right. And if you're ever on top of a woman...
Big birthday show.
That's right. My birthday 700 club, where people will call in and ask about abortion, and I'll tell them they're going to hell. I don't care. Brady, have you ever been behind a woman in the throes of passion?
Yes,
you're
I have.
You're going to hell. That wasn't
sorry,
the intention.
Pat,
that's
sorry.
Right. You're not supposed to look at a beehole and keep an erection, but evidently you can do it. Brett, I'm not even going to ask you. You probably have pictures of them on your wall. That's it. It's my 93rd birthday. What did you expect?
Happy birthday,
Happy
Pat.
Birthday to me, indeed.
I got you some Jell-O and some shaved carrots.
I don't care to eat food you've made.
Kirby helped him make it.
Nope. No, thank you. It's covered in sin and boogers. And I know if it made it here from Brady's house, it must not be very good.
It's fresh.
Because that surviving the car ride from Brady's house tells me one thing. It's not tasty.
Got your bowl of noodles that's been sitting out all day?
I'm not interested in that. My feet will come off. Anyway, well, I'm leaving now. Brett? See, you're in hell. I'll never see you guys again. If I pass before I see you again, it won't be in heaven. It'll be in your transition as I'm waving, saying, "Told ya."
Don't go too far down the hall down there.
No, I won't. I can smell the pain.
There's nothing I can't do about that, Pat.
No, nothing. God does not forgive what you've done. You're out. It's the company you keep. All right, it's time for me to go. One last thing. I don't remember.
You dropped a Tootsie Roll.
That's what that is. Enjoy it. That's a gift from me to you.
Oh, man.
A little poopy. Oh, here comes Katie KB. They smelled it out. They think there's a sex party.
He's going down there to yell at them.
Yeah. Pat Robertson, everybody. 93 today. Poor fella. Such a bad rap. About 9 of the things he said were actual quotes.
Wow.
Author.
Yep. Things about Shakespeare being gay. And the other thing about Disneyland being in trouble. The vomit button on my computer for when the gays kiss on TV. He's a treat. He's a national treasure. 700 Club coming up when Larry's show starts, and that's what I'm going to do. There you go. Happy birthday, Pat Robertson. Always a pleasure. It's 98.
Morning sickness. Medicaid. KUPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've distracted me. I'm currently thrown. I'm thrown. Damn you, Brett.
Sorry, look at that.
Cliff Kingsbury's girlfriend just posted Brady found it and then screamed out at the top of his lungs like a foghorn.
Hold up! Cliff Kingsbury's girlfriend has boat pictures with friends!
And we have been kind of busy since that. Oh, my God. Go back to that grouping. What's the blue one?
This one?
Yes.
That's at Cliff's house.
Oh, that's the one from Cliff's house.
But you know what? Everything looks empty. I think
because he moved out. He forgot the most important thing.
What an idiot.
Oh, my Lord.
Is that a Freddie Polska nightie?
Yeah, Freddie Polska is what she plugs for.
Oh, Freddie
Blue. All right, turn it off, Brett. Come on, man. We got Rock Wars to get to, for crying out loud. Oh, and the dream is alive. We've done it, Brett.
We've dethroned him.
We dethroned him.
Not for long.
Dethroned forever. The goal is that he never wins again.
Somebody's like, Brady lost last week. Are you okay with that? I'm like, I don't care if I win or lose. As long as Brady lost this
exactly.
time.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like we've teamed up. I don't care what happens as long as he doesn't win. For crying out loud.
I love how we were talking about the subject beforehand. He's like, you don't got a subject? Oh, I got plenty of them.
I got a thing for Pat Robertson's birthday.
Ton of them.
Do something about all the flowers that are blooming on the sides of the mountain.
Look at that tree.
It's his turn.
Yeah,
it's his turn.
There's a tree out there. Do a song about that
Every time
tree.
He's just like, Brady, you know you got to pick a topic. That face goes dead.
Ooh, pressure.
Well, I've been getting a lot of emails about it, so I figured we'd do it. And I'm going to band smack my bitch up.
Okay.
But if we're going to do a segment called Don Corleone's Marital Advice and Therapy, as we did earlier this morning, it needs a theme song.
The Godfather is going to help you with old people advice. You know, we talked about that when old people say things like, you know, ask an old man what a secret to marriage is. What would an old man say? Old man's secret to marriage theme song. Because there's some good ones out there. I started looking into it and like, my God, the olden days, they used to sing about it. There's some good stuff out there. So anything that, you know, we use Don Corleone as an example of never ask an old man what the secret to a long marriage is, because they'll usually say, keeping your wife in line with a nice smack. And it's just not appropriate for today. So it's a song for our marital advice from old people segment that we had earlier this morning that was just a big hit. I got a great one. If you want to suggest something, 585-9800, you can go there. You can text 97936, or you can email me, holmberg@98kupd.com. Rock Wars is coming up next.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Medicaid. KUPD.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars. Entering its 38th year on the air. True. And it's brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. Shorter long-term collateral loans from $10 to $100,000 or more American dollars. No credit needed. Top dollar paid with the entire process just taking several minutes. MoMoneyPawn.com. The theme today, talked a lot about old people today. 93-year-old Pat Robertson coming in giving his advice on his birthday, of course, earlier in the show. The Godfather himself, Don Corleone.
Hey.
Yeah, we had his. Right. It was good to have him, but he was giving advice on how to handle a woman.
Well, he was right.
Had the guy email in and say that his grandfather gave his fiance advice on how to be a better wife, and that's just to take one in the chops now and again and recognize when you're wrong.
Where's the problem?
Asking old people for marital advice is a bad idea. We had the Don Corleone marital therapy this morning. It needs a theme song. If it were to become a regular segment on the show, it needs a theme song. Old men giving marital advice theme song, and that's what we've got right now. Brad, I want you to start. Go right ahead.
You know what? I'm just gonna go right at it because the title basically says it all.
Okay.
It's from the band Terror. This is Keep Your Mouth Shut.
No one. You're still playing Happy Birthday.
Back in Toledo.
Delicate.
Yes.
Terror, keep your mouth shut. I like
God
that.
Goddamn right.
That's right. Brady?
Little aggressive for Don Corleone if he's going to come in here.
It's a good segment title, and then Don would be a little bit taken back by the song.
No, because he keeps his mouth shut.
That's true.
Just I'm don't going say with something more appropriate for Don. It's a What's the Matter, You? By Teddy Rendezzo.
Who?
He talks about the food. He gives suggestions.
It's not the cooking network.
Come on, do not make up your mind. Ain't nothing we ain't got. What do you like? What do you like? We take pride in everything we do.
I mean, I'm not complaining too much, but still.
Good. You're coming around.
A little bit, but.
So I'm going to ask, hey, what do you say? What's the matter you?
Should have been, isn't this the same guy that did Shut Up You
Face? Yeah, this isn't Shut Up You Face. What's the matter you? Why are you looking so sad? Is that what you thought you were getting?
No, I looked both of them up, and this one was a more recent 2012.
Yeah, so you wanted to be more relevant. Yeah, understood. Yeah. You wanted the one that
people... That's a little too happy for this segment, I think.
You wanted the kids to follow along in the Bieber era.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Keeping it street.
I did not. My song was written by Carole King, a pioneer for women's rights, produced by Phil Spector, a pioneer for women's rights.
Whoa. Nice.
It's a band, a group of ladies, five singing ladies called the Crystals. Toledo hit it. No, just from the beginning. From the beginning. The Crystals. Listen to the words of this song and tell me it's not amazing. You can't be blown away. This was a hit. Carole King wrote it.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss.
He hit me.
So the whole song's meaning. The whole song's meaning was, she's admitting she was with someone else. The guy whacks her in the face, and that makes her realize he cares. That's the message of the song.
He gives her a smack, and she's like, oh, my God, I didn't know he still loves me.
Glad to see that jealousy.
He hit me. And it felt like a kiss. Oh, I love this song. He hit me. They're so happy about taking the shot. And that's Don Corleone's theme. Because sometimes that smack makes them feel like they're loved again. She strays a little bit. He gives her a whack. She realizes, oh, my goodness. The love is alive. Every time he hits me, it's like a big fat smooch. There they are. The Crystals. He hit me and it felt like a kiss. Terror.
Keep your mouth shut.
Very rarely in the same subject with the Crystals. And Carole King. And then Brady's Italian guy.
What's the matter, you?
Nobody's ever heard
of Teddy Randazzo.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. John Gordon. We have 1 through 3 today because we don't have time for the rest. So it's either going to be John Gordon, Drawing from the Hat, or Final Call. 1 through 3. He's picking number 3. Number 3 is John Gordon. John Gordon, come to the microphone and pick your winner. Brady's out.
Go ahead, Ted Randazzo. Yeah. Go ahead, say it.
Since we banned Smack My Bitch Up, which would have been the...
Would have been totally
appropriate. That was too easy. Sure. We got to go with the only rock song in the whole bunch.
Oh, yes, Terror.
Damn it all.
Thank you. I can't complain about Terror. Teddy Randazzo.
Robbed.
I knew the Crystals was a stretch, so I didn't expect to win. I knew I'd beat Teddy Randazzo the second I heard it. I could have farted into the mic and beaten your song.
No way.
I just want to introduce everybody to Carole King's classic, He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Play it at home. Terror is a much better radio choice, so we'll go right to that. What's it called? Shut your mouth?
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Mouth shut.
We'll do the spots. We'll come out of spots and get this. Keep your mouth shut. We'll be the winner. Congratulations, Brett. We're two in a row with a vacation in between. Brady is getting trounced. I promise you that for the rest of the year. There's your Rock Wars. Congratulations, Terror and Brett are this week's winner.
Morning sickness. Medicaid. KUPD.
Hey, that guy. Remember, he was like on death's door. I don't know, Wes Scantlin was going crazy.
I still have him in the death pool, which we got to redraft.
I thought for sure that guy wouldn't be with us much longer after all his crazy. And then he normaled up.
Well, he just got arrested a couple weeks ago. So.
All right, we're back.
Yeah. Keep him on the list.
What did he get arrested for? I didn't see.
I can't remember. I'll see if I can find it.
What was it?
Trespassing.
Oh, okay.
Trespassing?
On anything important or just kind of bugging an ex?
Girlfriend.
An old friend? An old house he used to own. Oh, he went to his old house and he got arrested
for it?
Just
wanted to check it out. Just helped himself.
I want to see what you've done with the place.
Because trespassing is usually somebody inside calls and then you're asked to leave and then you show up again. And next time you're here, you're going to be trespassing. They ask you to leave and then they arrest you for it. You've been there a few times. So, all right, he's back. Wes is going nuts again. That's okay. We'll get to Terror in a little while. Before that, we got to get to the entertainment drill. And it's brought to you by our friends over there at reactdefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. And it's been on all the rage in the news, the self-defense thing. That lady got jumped at the airport telling her story, and she's a hero and all that stuff. And you can be that, too. She didn't do anything special. She just used her instincts to say, I'm not going to get hurt today. I'm not going to die today. I'm not going to get kidnapped today. And she kicked a guy in the nuts a bunch of times. And that's exactly what you learn. I am a fan of boxing. I've boxed for a long time for a sport. Not that I'm great at it, but it's been a great workout, and I enjoy the sport. But it will serve me very little in public when somebody wants to tear my head off. I can punch. I throw punches. You learn how to strike and things like that. But
you always say, is he going to go, are we doing Marcus Queen?
What are the rules? Yeah, no rules. So you can take you down to the ground and kick you in the nuts. You have to be dirty, and street fighting is not a clean thing. Sport fighting and street fighting are two different animals. And a bad guy's street fight. And good guys play by the rules. And that's what they get you in on with reactdefense.com. You get down there and you're like, look, you have to get it out of your head that, open hands are allowed. And no, none of this stuff is applying to the person trying to steal your stuff, hurt you, or somebody you care about. Also, there's a lot of weapons out there. You'll learn how to defend yourself against those. You will do all of this and more while you're getting in great shape with great people having the time of your life. And then, hopefully, you'll never have to be on the news as the person who was kicking some lunatic in the nuts at the airport because you wouldn't put yourself in that situation to begin with. That's the first thing you learn. Learn your surroundings, the awareness. Don't be a victim. Keep your head out of your phone while you're walking in a parking garage. That's key. Number one, you're walking around with $1,000 in your hand, quite literally staring directly at it, and have no peripheral anything. Boy, do bad guys check that out real fast. They teach you all that stuff right away, plus so much more. Your brain will change. You'll change. You'll become a better version of yourself. It's just that simple. Defending yourself is a good idea. Why not prepare? Like I always say, your building probably has preparation for in case there's a fire, in case there's a heart attack, an emergency. You're prepared for all sorts of stuff that probably won't happen. Why not make yourself super prepared for in the event that somebody goes nuts next to you? Think about it. It's just a little life preparation. ReactDefense.com. It's in Phoenix. It's in Glendale. It's in Chandler. They got you surrounded. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Not sure if you saw the fake images of Donald Trump being chased down and arrested by the NYPD yesterday.
No, I would like to have seen that.
Yeah. They're fake.
Well, yeah.
He might be charged today. But a lot of breaking people news. Believe
him. Breaking news. The internet did something goofy. Yeah, he might get arrested today. But yeah. They also just...
The photos are pretty solid.
I just saw... that the group that's putting that all together adjourned today. So maybe they won't be arrested. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That is
running from hundreds of cops. They would put the entire...
They go to the ground.
Oh, that's good stuff. They take him to the ground. Now, these are good pictures.
You can see why people believe that.
I can't. No way, no way, though. The police force would be that violent with Donald Trump.
I'm telling you, this guy's violent.
He's... In his mid-70s, for God's sakes. You don't need eight guys to take him down.
I disagree. It need at least eight guys
when's
to take me down.
The last time you ran like
seriously,
that?
I can't run that fast. Look at the stomach on me.
Plus, he's got, like, cop boots on, if you look at the...
I'm hauling ass. That's all you need to know. You know, I used to be the very, very... Sometimes when people saw me run, they would say, Usain. You say, like, no, it's Donald. They'd get me confused with...
Very fast.
The Jamaican Lightning. Very fast. Probably the fastest guy you've ever known. Beat Vladimir Putin in a foot race, no question.
Here's some other ones.
Could Biden win that?
Oh, there he is in the joint. Ah, there he's crying. Those are funny pictures. Are they done by AI? Because those are getting a little cartoonish.
These ones are cartoonish, yeah. His head's a little too big.
I like that. Those are neat.
Uh-oh, there's Biden.
Oh, Biden's actually one of the cops.
Come on, man.
That's pretty great. That's funny.
Dana Carvey says Wayne's World 3 is on the horizon.
No.
I was going to say, might even, maybe they'll do it as puppets.
Puppets would be funny.
Yeah. He says, I'm always game. But love not. Mike Myers. Brilliant guy.
Best pile. They didn't
the Weeknd
it.
Is recognized by the Guinness World Records as the most popular artist in the world. It's because he set two new records with Spotify, including the most monthly listeners, 111 million.
Yeah. He's got a ton of hits. I watched his special for about 20 minutes on HBO, his live concert at SoFi. Filled SoFi Stadium. I mean, brim to bottom. And couldn't have been more boring.
I thought that when his Super Bowl show happened, too.
That was the biggest drop.
Great songs, but yeah, entertainment-wise.
He dropped the ball so badly on the Super Bowl thing that it made it so you're like, wow, the live performance with The Weeknd is not great. He can sing, but boy, he sounds great.
It's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen or remember the album, the Woodstock album, the cover of it has a lady, a couple kind of holding each other. The lady, Bobby Urquhart is her name, she died.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Brad. Husband's still alive. They met at Woodstock.
Oh. Are there those two naked, ugly hippies that are...
Yep.
Yeah.
And a blanket.
Ugh.
People are saying, thanks to the Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing, they've been flying over to Europe to check out some of those concerts. Yeah. One couple went to see Beyonce. They paid $92.
For the ticket, but it cost them $1,000 to get there.
Or $900 for their tickets, and then... minimum on that side. They said it's cheaper because their flight was you can get
well if you get a cheap flight
bucks,
but you have $900 tickets here and they were $92 in Europe.
Tay-Tay was $1,200.
I know it's crazy.
Minimum.
Yeah, that's nuts. I wouldn't go see Taylor Swift anyway because she just bores me. She's another one. The Weeknd and her
three
are the
hours
same
15 minutes
she
man.
Played 50 something songs like it's but I've never once heard her songs and been blown away. They're all boring. She's
our own Brandon Love, the Love Gun, highly endorsed it.
Did he?
Yep. Figures.
He cried like at five or six songs. Couldn't believe she.
No, that's the longest he's been in a room with a blonde lady who doesn't put a restraining order against him. So. It's
3 hours?
Yeah, definitely. 3 hours is like a record by 2 hours and 48 minutes. Yeah, no, I just don't get the Taylor Swift thing. I get that she's good. I just don't get the
I feel the same way
craziness.
About Beyonce, to be honest with you.
I don't get Beyonce that,
she's good,
much.
But
I don't get the Beatles-esque type behavior. I'm like, she's good, but
Stephen A. Smith's going to club you tonight, though.
Well, I understand, though. I understand people like her. I just don't
get that bat and start hitting my nuts.
I don't get the craziness. Yeah. I honestly, I don't get the, oh, my God, Taylor Swift thing or naming cities after her and whatever. I'm like, really?
You have to respect that she sold out that stadium two nights
ago. I'm blown away by it.
Yeah.
I think she's like a really good Debbie Gibson.
Wow.
That's really all I see.
Wow.
Another reason not to have any kids. Because that's what it was. It was all those moms and stuff over there.
Wow. That's a correlation.
All those moms taking their dumbass kids.
Are you getting side money from Planned Parenthood?
Yeah. Another reason to get that thing pulled out.
Oh, Dr. Lynn's got me on the payroll.
Yeah, I know. That's smart. No, it is true. Because my friend Brian had to go with his daughter. Another friend's, his poor wife had to take their daughter and like nine other kids.
I think Kristen downstairs had to take her kid, too.
I just don't get the crazy about the Tay-Tay. She's good, but not that good.
Stage looked pretty cool.
The way I feel about her is I'd be surprised if she sold out Footprint Center twice, let alone the football stadium. Like, it just blows my mind.
She probably could have sold a third night here.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so kind of average to me. She's fine, but she writes a lot of decent songs, but nothing great. Nothing I remember ever. I don't know. And she's not that hot.
Definitely not.
She's okay. She's pretty, but man, if she was in a room, you'd be like, that lady's pretty. You wouldn't do backflips for it. She's all right. Anyway, I'd rather hang out with Brady. I'd rather hang out and play golf with Brady all day. Listen to Tay-Tay. Personal flavor. I'd go see Terror, and they're here.
Yeah.
Aren't they coming back?
Yeah, I can't remember when.
They're going to be back. That's a show that's
over the Nile with Black Dahlia Murder.
That's right.
The Nile?
Yeah. Loud and goofy. Yes. Well, we'll do some Terror to start Larry's show today because that's what Larry would want. We're done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic wet Wednesday. It's Wings Day, so go to Hooters and grab some of those. And then we'll check you guys out right here in the Morning Sickness tomorrow. So long!
Morning Sickness. Medicaid. K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.